Blog Talk Radio.
Listening room DC,
shout out to all my folks that's in warmer climates. I love y'all, but right now I do not like y'all. All right, because, you know, misery loves company. And right now, we miserable and alone. We ain't got no company to deal with this shit. All right, we by ourselves. We're going to hold it down, you know what I'm saying? Those of us who live on the East Coast or still live on the East, you know, and also the Midwest. Big shout out to all my Midwest people. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. All right, y'all get, you know, y'all get it double-fisted also this time of year, this time of climate and such. All right, big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roy. I see him in the building. He's probably feeding the iguanas right now. Got his flip-flops on and his shorts, taking it two letters, as he would say, easy. I love you, Mr. Roy, but I don't like it right now. I don't like it right now. We're going to get you connected in just a hot minute, man. We're going to have a fantastic show anyway, in spite of the weather. Got some guests scheduled to be in the building. We have to reschedule. All right, quick announcement. We have to reschedule one of our guests, all right, due to situations and circumstances. Unfortunately, Hoffa won't be able to appear today. Hoffa from Killer Army won't be able to appear today, but we'll get that rescheduled as soon as possible. I know, Killer Army got some things going on, got some new projects that's going to be coming soon. So, you know, we'll see about circling back around and getting all that done and, you know, make it an even, you know, bigger situation, you know, next time around. But big shout out to the God Hoffa, for chopping it up with me behind the scenes and see if we can get this situation done. But unfortunately, we'll have to pull it back, you know, until a later date. But still, nonetheless, expecting our other guest, all right, because she's in a much warmer climate. Expecting our other guest, Ms. Kayla Northfleet, to be in the building, all right, during the 6 o'clock hour. All right, she got that hot new single, Goddamn. Take a look at her. That's the only thing that she got. She got the Goddamn, that woman's fine as hell. But, yeah, she's fine. She got a hot new single, all right, that Goddamn song. So hopefully we'll be able to catch up with her a little bit later on in the show and chop it up with her and, you know, spin that song once again, because I definitely got some fantastic feedback. All my folks across the country was definitely digging that song. All right, so big shout out to my folks over at XY DJs. Big shout out to her manager, Charles. All right, and all the folks that's, you know, working her project right now. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. All right, let me see if I can get Mr. Raw connected right now. All right, I know he's going to rub it in. Mr. Raw.
Hey, don't bite me, man. I'm feeding you bread here. Get out.
Hello?
Mr. Raw.
Sorry about that.
I don't like you right now, Mr. Raw. I don't like you right now.
I'm talking to Iggy. You know, Iggy the Iguana over here.
Iggy Iguana. Well, I'm talking to Iggy Iguana right now.
Put it like this. All right. I'm not in flip-flops and shorts, but I'm in sweatpants and Crocs. All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it that way. It's still a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Got a little breeze going on to take the AC off for a couple of hours so that the normal breeze came through the window, and I still had to put on my robe, my Echo robe, you know what I'm saying, the grown man business. You know, I didn't put on the ascot, but, you know, my ass got a little cold, so... I had to turn off the AC. You never know what you're going to get from Mr. Raw, let me tell you. And this year is going to be, I'm trying to get back to the full strength of everything and bring back that power and make sure we ain't sour for more than 2 hours. You know how we're going to do it. Mudfoot and Associates in the building. And although we ain't have the full capacity of what we're going to do today, we're still going to have an all-around incredible Dirty Basement episode as usual. You know, pardon any other times that I wasn't able to attend, but I was always in spirit. I was always in spirit over 10 years going strong. We're going to do this thing. And goddamn, I'm looking at that shorty right there, boy, about to get me in trouble. That's why I'm in the corner saying it low. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to talk too loud. Can't have a print with you.
I know you're going to talk too loud. That's right. You know what I'm saying? You might get hit with the frying pan, or that rolling pin might come flying across the wind, flying across the room, or you just might get, you know, hit with the old school slipper. You might get hit with the slipper.
And then I'm gonna have to blame it on Sincere, and he's gonna have to speak for me, you know, because she's like, oh, if Sincere said, oh, it wasn't nothing then. It wasn't nothing. You know, you got that one friend that, you know, if he speaks up for you, they kind of, you know, he's reputable. You know, it's like, you know, that was sincere sincere. Oh, okay, because I know he don't, you know what I'm saying, but don't let it fool you. Don't let the school fool to, you. He get,
Mr.
He
Roy,
get
using me to get out of trouble.
In trouble too.
Mr. Roy, using me to get out of trouble, using me to get out of hot water. I don't know, Mr. Roy. I don't know. I might have to work out some situation and whatnot. I might, you know what I'm saying? keep you out of trouble. All right, but it's all right. All right, Dirty Basement Radio's in the building. Got Mr. Roy in the building, so it's always a good thing. Always going to have a good time. We got some new music that we're going to be blazing for y'all today because, you know, first quarter is here, so some of this music is finally starting to come out, starting to trickle out. Got some hotness, so I got a couple of treats for, you know, Mudfoot is definitely going to be in the building. Got some treats. All right, and we're going to be dropping that a little bit later on in the show. But a couple of things have been going on, Mr. Roy. I don't know if you've been seeing some of the stuff that's going on, you know, musically. But, you know, Spotify and the people that are on Spotify, some of the people who have shows and have podcasts and different kind of things that broadcast through the Spotify platform, you know, they've been going back and forth with a couple of things because apparently, you know, some people don't like some of the podcasts that are broadcast over, you know, the Spotify platform because of some of the content that they contain. Now, earlier in the week, we had a situation with an old school rocker, all right, Neil Young. All right, he jumped up and he said, I don't want my music to be on Spotify anymore because of Joe Rogan. All right, I don't like the Joe Rogan podcast, some of the things he's been saying. He seems to be an anti-vaxxer. He's spreading misinformation. And because of that, it's either me or Joe Rogan. You can't have both of us on your platform. Now, when I read this the other day, I said to myself, Neil Young, all right, you might have some classic hits, both as a soloist and with groups, but I don't think you're going to win this, all right? You basically, I guess it looks like you ain't going to be on Spotify no more because I don't think they're going to be taking off Joe Rogan in light of, you know, his popularity on the site and considering he just contracts with Spotify. So sure enough, a couple of days later, you know, or a day later or so, it was announced that Spotify had made this decision, and subsequently Neil Young and his label, or, you know, the folks that actually hold the rights to his music, you know, it was decided that his music is, you know, was going to be taken off of Spotify because they wasn't taking Joe Rogan down, so, you know, they did that. And there's also been a few, one or two other artists that have, you know, voiced the same thing, some older school artists. So I guess we'll see, you know, where that goes, you know, as far as folks who don't agree with particular content, you know, that's airing on particular platforms and whether or not they want to be, you know, still associated with those platforms regardless of the financial or the economic hit that they may take. You know, so what do you think about that, Mr. Roar? You know, do you think that, you know, if an artist, I mean, I would imagine if an artist feels strongly about, you know, something or whatever, I mean, some artists don't have the actual, you know, rights to their music, but you could always go through your label and request through your label and be like, listen, I don't want to be associated, you know, with this platform because of X, Y, Z. What do you think about that?
Depending, like I'm gonna take two ways of looking at it. I'm gonna speak from the thoughts of an artist. You know, a lot of times, you know, let's say you sign to a label, you know, and let's go back 20 years really. Sign to a label, don't know all the stuff that we can find out now. A lot of jewels have been dropped. A lot of educators have been put out there to tell these young people what to do and how to get their own publishing, their own rights, their own this, their own that. But back in the days, they didn't have that. Back in the days, they didn't know nothing about that. So the label was the one that would take full control of what's going on. So you really have too much say-so in your catalog and what you can and cannot do. So the label is not going to listen to you, especially if you don't got that manpower to say where you want your music to be played and where it's not going to be played, depending on the platform and how much popularity, and especially if there's any revenue coming from it. Then nowadays it's different. And then the gentleman you're talking about, is not really that much of an A-lister that he can really make, because certain A-listers could really say, hey, I don't want this here played because of this, and I don't want this there because of that. And then they can get their respect behind it. But if you don't have that pull, who are you to say what you're going to want done, especially if the label is the one that's going to be reaping the benefits from all the platforms that your music is played? Who are you to say? You're not that
exactly.
big.
I mean, it could be a hard thing now. If you've maintained, you know, your independence, like if you don't have that connection with a label anymore, if you've gotten to the point in your career where, you're a popular artist, or at least you're a known artist. You may not be as popular, you know, currently as you were in your heyday, but, you know, you're a known artist and you don't have necessarily ties to the label or the music that the label has control of. If they do have, you know, control of any of your music, is, you know, not the stuff, of course, that you're currently putting out, you know, some, you know, unfortunately, they may have control of some of your biggest songs. But if you want to move forward and put out new products and, you know, direct your fans to your, you know, to your new product, you know, then you can do that. What I found over the years of talking to, you know, different artists, especially artists that have, you know, had hits in the past and may not be associated with a label anymore, is that they really don't understand the landscape and how they can move and how much power as a known artist with a fan base, an international fan base, a lot of times, how much power that they really, really have as an artist. But, you know, that's one of the things that's, you know, going on out there. Another thing that just came across the desk, Mr. Roy, it looks like our boy Chris Brown is in trouble again. You know, there was just something that I just recently saw that he's being sued. Let me see what it is for. He's being sued, all right? Not that he's being, arrested or anything like that, but it looks like he's being sued for allegedly drugging and raping a woman. So, I guess this story will be hearing more about this in the mainstream media, so I'm definitely going to keep our eye on that and see which way that goes. You know, when you're a celebrity, when you're a person that's, you know, in the public eye like that, you really, really got to be careful about, you know, who you associate with, who you're around, who you're by yourself with, you know, because anything could be alleged, anything could be said. People set up other people all the time. There's another big story I'm quite sure that you've heard about that's been in the news, lately, Mr. Roy, about Drake and the hot sauce. Have you heard about Drake and the hot sauce?
No. Let me hear you say it, because the only hot sauce that I know is not an artist.
You're talking about the former and one basketball player.
Right, that's the first one.
Yeah, so no, I'm not going to say right now, Mr. Roy, you know, while we jump into some music, I'm going to give you opportunity to go and check that out real quick. Then we'll come back real quick and we'll talk about it. I'm quite sure you're going to, you know, be, it's going to raise your eyebrows. You're probably going to laugh out of it because it's kind of a crazy story in and of itself. When one of my folks first told me about the story, I didn't believe him. I'm like, oh, that's just some internet shit, la, 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 la. But it's been reported so heavily, and apparently it is a true story. And apparently, you know, he's getting a bit of a backlash and may face, you know, some kind of a situation for what transpired himself. So, you know, take a look at that, you know, for a second, Mr. Roy. Take a look at that, if you will. And we'll jump into some music, and then we'll come on back and we'll talk about, you know, such and such a situation a little bit more as we move forward, because it's stories are crazy, man. Stories are definitely crazy. And, we're gonna see how that story moves forward also, because I'm quite sure there'll be some litigation, some lawsuits, some people going to try to, you know, get some money out of the situation, even if it's not in the manner that they thought they were going to get the money. They're going to still try to get some money out of that situation. 563-999-3050 is the calling number. Big shout out to my dude, Priest, all right, for holding down double duty every week here on Dirty Basement Radio. I definitely salute to him. Let's jump into some of this music. Once again, unfortunately, Hopper will not be able to appear today, but let's jump into a little bit of Killer Army right now nonetheless. This is called Combat Neurosis. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Let's get it in.
Swinging my sword, dope boy dialogue, marijuana smog, gold fangs, five star, I'm a war dog. When the pen touch the paper, that's a war scar. Roll me up something, that OG concussion. Sipping white Russian, only for certain lengths. Diamond face brinks, just got my shit dyed. Army green minks, watch and learn how it work when the track move. Me and Ends locked in like pit bulls. Camouflage version live at the barbecue. No, I just came through to drop a dart or two. Got me feeling like it's more fake part two.
Every war, you lose, and every ball for football battle they choose you for. I slam whales through the ocean floor while you cruise the shore. I bruise your jaw, but you're due for more. I make you wear your woman's bra at a funeral. A funeral before I was respected. By the rap scene, came from underground rock and mosh pits were expecting. Now do I say kill zone at the end of my raps to let you know what I'm rapping and to let you know what you vent?
Too many rappers and not enough raps. He got nada, got nada. Too many rappers and not enough raps.
Oh, the flow and some more.
Tell me, when am I gonna go to a show and find a rapper that doesn't only talk about dough? And bitches, how they gonna be the greatest when they blow? Please let me know. The shit is getting old, cause you're on stage with your boys, you're making too much noise. You love the way it sounds, but there's no one in your craft except for me and my co-pilot, both lighting a fire under your ass. You think we'd have a furnace for us, go straight in. Now who's the greatest? All the dames will point to Mason. A case of acid tabs will have you riding in my spaceship. Yeah, you fuck the team, that doesn't mean that you are basic. Just think, you were there when we started in the basement. Now back to this lyrical slaughter, kidnapping your daughter for ransom, advancing on top of a body. Quoting Manson, it could be Charles or Marilyn. Bars, you're gambling with your life when you step into the safe with me. My life, it seems to be getting high. Why do I tuck these artists in for the night? Grandma thinks I'm holy, only sin when I'm high. Your girl is at my job going in for a slide. It's a pizza man, a pizza man. Anything to feed the fam, but I don't get cheese like what's on top of my product. The product of boys, the men and 50 Cent. Don't make me vent, please. Don't talk about my life. I'm not cool with the way it gets me. Emotions are bogus. I'm holding my scrotum. I owe a proposal to a hoe from New Orleans. I said I'd let her marry me if she gave me her cherry. She complied, I lied, and now she ain't my wife. Not sorry if I offend you. Have no idea what I've been through. If you think you want competition, gonna have to send you to a planet where everyone enjoys your stuff, man. Cause there is just too many rappers and not enough raps. Bitch, Killzone.
Yeah, classic right there, coming from Mr. Raw and Killzone, whack rappers. So, Mr. Raw, did you come across that story?
I'm looking at it as we speak.
Okay, okay,
already,
okay. So you see the...
It's already... Play a couple more songs. I'm in depth. Because when I come back, yeah, we're going to play
that. Mr. Roy's trying to digest that story right now. He's trying to... You got to keep up, Mr. Roy. That's what I'm telling you. You got to leave the iguanas alone a little while, and you got to get on point with what's going on out here in the world. All right? Sometimes the digital world, the crazy world, not necessarily always the real world, but in one world or another, there's always some kind of situation, some kind of transgression, somebody doing something to somebody else, trying to get over, under, around, through, whatever the case is. They're trying
into.
To get from point A to point. Yeah, into. They're trying to get from point A to point B as best they can, right? So, yeah, okay, we're going to jump into a little bit more music right now while I let Mr. Roar get a bit more of a grip on that situation. As a matter of fact, why don't we throw it back from with this classic commercial from Mr. Raw. 30 Basement Radio, we'll be right back.
To sell the family cow. When he came back with three beans and a case of Gatorade Thirst Quencher, his mother dissed him and threw the beans out the window. The next day, a giant beanstalk grew, so Jack took his Gatorade to see what was up.
B-5-0-5. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Come on, I'm from the island. Let's see what you got.
They played a serious one-on-one, and Jack stomped him.
Double or nothing for the Golden Goose?
No problem. Jack didn't front and returned with the Golden Goose for his mother's nest egg. So remember, always bring your Gatorade because you never know when it's going to be your big game. Hey, life is a sport. Drink it up.
Was always on some different shit. Wins were hard to come by. Losing it came easy. Now I'm moving up.
City Basement Radio, DJ Sincere on the mic. We got Mr. Roo in the building, the independent artist best friend doing the damn thing, give you nothing but back-to-back bangers. Big shout-out to Pop the Brown Hornet for blessing us with that heat, that former Mandela. Next up on deck, got my girl Spicy, and you about to get these hands. Let's go. Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. or thereabouts. We're in the midst of this blizzard right now, trying to get out of this. Everybody outside trying to dig out a little bit. I had my shovel outside. I got a shovel with your name on it, Mr. Roy. You got to come get that. I saved some snow just for you. I got a patch, all right, right there, all right, and I wrote Mr. Roy in the snow.
Listen to me, man. When on my departure from New York City, I was getting ready to buy me a snow blower. You know, I stepped my game up to that newer shovel that had the bend in it to make it shoveling a lot easier, because I had the back-in-day shovel, you know, and then I got up on that new shovel, and I was like, okay, that makes it a little easier. But then I had some big yard and all that stuff when I was living in St. Albans, and I said, man, I'm about to invest in that snow blower that you can plug in, and then it'll just spit it and push it across, you know, because I saw my neighbor have that. I was like, you know what? Certain things I'll spend a greater deal of money on. I ain't going to blow mad money on, like, frivolous things, but when it comes to music equipment, or when it comes to producing equipment, or when it comes to things in the household, like a generator, or that snow blower, yeah, I will invest.
Yeah, no doubt. So something that's going to make your life a little bit easier, no doubt. I'm with you on that. I've looked at the snowblower thing myself. I haven't made that leap yet, because every time, see, I've been trying to get them off season. All right, 'cause that's how you're supposed to do stuff. You try to get stuff off season.
Best way.
Like now is the absolute worst time to try to go out and buy a snowblower. All right, because they're going to rock you. If you can even find one, all right? That's just like, you know, the blackout is the worst time to go and try and find a generator, all right? It ain't going to be happening. You're just going to have to be in the dark because you ain't going to get one. And if you do find one, the price that's going to run you is going to be, you're going to be devastated, all right? You're going to be devastated. So I've been trying to get stuff off season. You know, and sometimes I even go to these different kind of websites that you may be familiar with, where, you know, you could buy things you know, secondhand. You could buy used stuff and whatnot. And I've gone on some of these websites, and I've gotten a couple of things, you know, durable goods actually for a pretty fair price. Like I got the washing machine that's sitting in my house right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a high efficiency, low water use washing machine, front loader, like, you know, look like the one when you go into the laundromat, got the front loader, you know what I'm saying? Looking real, you know, new school type thing. Because if you go out in the marketplace now, because I was actually in the market for another washing machine for my mother's house. So, I mean, if you go out to the marketplace now, washing machines look totally different than they used to. There's no more old school washing machines, Mr. Roar, like the old, you know, like the square shit where you lift up the lid and, you know, them shits is dead and stinking. Ain't none of that. They don't look nothing like that no more. All right? It's either you got a front loader joint or you got a top loader with the clear, you got a clear lid to it, and it doesn't look like it holds as much clothes either.
No, you know, believe it or not, I got one. I got a top loader with a foldable. I got a top loader with a foldable door with a glass that you can look down in it. It's modern. It's very modern.
Right.
It's efficiency. And you know, it's compact because I had to fit it in a smaller space. Really would have been better off getting it. I just didn't get it because I didn't have a place for the ventilation. Was a top and bottom. Because they're everywhere.
Now, Mr. Roy, I had wanted one of those two. You know, the ones that are all like all. I know we over here talking about washing machines, y'all, right? But the ones that are like, it's like an all-in-one joint, and like you said, on the top is the top is the dryer, and it's like a one-piece joint. I did consider getting one of them. I still do kind of want one because I think those are kind of fly, but. Nonetheless, I'm happy with my washing machine that I got, you know, but I see these new school shits, and they definitely kind of crazy. But let's stop talking about washing machines and get back to this music now, Mr. Roar.
Let's get into the hot sauce.
So now you got a chance to look at the story with Drake and the hot sauce. So like I said, when I first heard about the story, I didn't believe the story. And even right now, I got issues with the story. So what do you think?
Well, you know what? I forgot to. I meant to go download the applause. So I wanted to play it while I was getting ready to say this. In my opinion, for me being nothing against no women, because there was a story that came before it, and it was saying how much of a creep that Drake really was, underlying creep that nobody really knew about. And how he was X this and X that. I guess it was a build-up to make the hot sauce thing sound discreditable, but not to me. Not to me. To me, the thirst of that chick to go behind him and go in the bathroom, in the garbage, take out the condom, take the knot out of it, because we tie knots in it and throw it away. Took the knot out of it to proceed to extract the fluids to throw it in her personal body after it done hit the toilet, I mean, after it done hit the garbage, to try to get a kid to trap him, that's thirsty. That's worse than him putting the hot sauce. Genius right there. That's genius, because she didn't need to do nothing like that. And then the other people was like, well, he don't need to mess with that chick. He an artist. That's what those things happen. You can't really, sometimes you're drunk, you're high, who knows what, you're conscious, you're unconscious. Those things happen. Now, for you to go behind a person in the bathroom after they went there and go in the garbage to take it out, that's a bigger story. That's thirst. To me, that is so thirsty. I was like, wow. I thought, good kudos. He should have put mayonnaise in there, but she thought it was still good. I know you don't be mad at me. There you go.
All right, well, there go your applause, Mr. Ross. I'm definitely going to give you some applause on that statement right there. But here's the thing that I still got a problem with, right? Okay, yeah, the thirst is real. The thirst is real. But here's the problem that I got with that situation, all right? Hot sauce is red. So now if he put hot sauce in the condom and he threw the condom away and she goes and she sees this red stuff, and she don't know what that is. That could be blood. So you're going to take that
right.
and you're going,
right.
and you're going to try. Yeah, and you're going to try to put that, knowing that, it could some kind of foreign substance is not as, definitely not, well, I mean, you don't know if it came out of his body like that. But nonetheless, you're going to put it in yours? You're going to put it in yours?
That's my point. We should play the gunshots for that point. Wow, because that is crazy. Why would you do that? I see blood.
Why would you?
I am not even touching that. Come on, that's so stupid.
That's like totally
stupid.
That's like
thirst.
Yeah, that's like totally insane. I mean, I would. I haven't heard any female perspectives on this. I would love to hear a female perspective because apparently she's turning around. Of course, she injured herself. You put hot sauce in your. In your vagina, of course, you're going to burn yourself. and it's not going to be a
play. How stupid are you?
I mean, I want to know what kind of hot sauce it was. Was it like Frank's Red Hot? I'm sorry.
Was it Louisiana? Was it Louisiana? Was it Sriracha?
I hope not. Oh my goodness! I hope it wasn't no fucking what's that other shit? Fucking wasabi? I hope
it wasn't wasabi
because it would've been ugly.
It was Canadian bread.
I mean, but. Now we over here making jokes because I mean this is definitely joke worthy. It's like who does that? But this is stuff that people will do, or ratchet chicks will do. And I might get in trouble for saying this because what certain demographics do is supposed to be fully allowed with no accountability. And we had a show some time ago, Mr. Roar, about how can I say this? About the lack of shame in the black community, all right, and the need to bring shame back, all right. Just the concept, the idea of shame, because shame helps to keep certain shit in line. You know what I mean? It's like it wouldn't totally keep you from doing shit that you was hell bent on doing, but. It would make you cut your eyes a certain kind of way and make you look a certain kind of way and make you look to see who was around because you didn't want to get caught because you knew you was wrong and you didn't want to be embarrassed and made to feel shame. So you're going to try to do what you're going to do, but you're going to try to do it when nobody can see and get away with it. But now, like I said back on that show, we might have to do another show about this, Mr. Ford. We might have to do another show about this. The whole concept of no shame in my game has been one of the worst things that has happened to the black community because it's turned into a total free-for-all where everybody feels that anything goes and that you can't pull their coat about anybody, all right? The only thing worse than the no shame in my game concept has been the only God can judge me concept, all right? Because it has the exact same effect, but, it adds that, that religious, that biblical element, like, well, you're not God, so who are you to tell me that what I can do is wrong? Motherfucker, because I'm looking at the shit that you're doing, and I got good sense, and that shit is dumb. I don't give a fuck, all right? So you're going to get judged here and now, and, if you believe in that hereafter, when you stand in front of judgment, they put the, they weigh your shit on the scale, you're going to get it then, too, because this is some retarded-ass shit, but that's what it is, man. We need to bring back, we need to bring back, a certain level of ostracism and stop just accepting everything from everybody that they could. It's just ridiculous, man. Just ridiculous. But we're going to jump back into some more music right now, expecting our guests in the next 15 to 20 minutes.
You know what's going to happen, though, Sincere?
What?
This is going to happen. Drake, my son, why, before I send you through the pearly gates, did you put hot sauce?
Why'd you put the hot sauce in the pancake?
Hey, what kind of hot sauce was it? Come on.
As a matter of fact, the conversation might go something like this. Like, look, man, I understand exactly why you did that shit. That bitch was ratchet.
Woo! I know we're going to hear this one. Oh, boy. But you know what?
All right, that's right. That's how that conversation probably really go in real time. Yes, son. Yes, yes, my son. I understand exactly why you did
this. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a pass.
That same chick, you know, that same chick tried that on CB. Like, CB, Chris Brown, bro. Come on.
Craziness, pure craziness. All right, 563-999-3050. We're in the midst of the storm in New York City. Mr. Roy is in the midst of a cool down. All right, he had to put on the sweatpants and take off the shorts and the flip-flops. So I don't know. I guess the weather's a little bit different than what it should be everywhere we go. But I guess here in New York City, it's wintertime in New York City. You know, we got to expect this bullshit. You know, it is what it is. All right, don't be mad at me, y'all. Don't be mad at me. Y'all already know my flow, and I'm going to say it, all right? Other cats might not say it, but I'm going to say it. And y'all can be mad if y'all want to, all right? But it is what it is. 563-999-3050. Please press that number one button if you want to holler at me or Mr. Roar in this snowstorm here in New York City and let us know what's on your mind, expecting our guest, Kayla Norfleet, to be in the building. Hopefully she won't be too mad at me. And we'll be able to have a good conversation. But let's get ready to get into some of this brand new music. Got some something new coming for you, Mr. Roar. Hold on tight. You gonna dig this.
Hey, Mudfoot, you know what we're here for? Lay some treats on us.
Major players get the papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team. We do our thing,
Hold up. I don't even think y'all ready for this. Brand new music coming from the legendary Cool G Rap, alongside a little Fame from M.O.P., and we got Freeway on this banger, too. Yeah, this is coming three the hard way, real, real official. Remember where you heard this one first, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist best friend, bringing you nothing but fire on this snowy Saturday. This is called Wise Guys. Let's go.
Moss on the beat. Three major players get their papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team. We do our thing,
Get a wise guy. Get a wise guy.
Three major players get their papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team. We do our thing.
Get a wise guy.
Yeah.
Nigga, cheese in the cut, got cheese in the clutch. Watch him hop on his dick like fleas on the mutt. Stop cuffing your chick before I leave with the slut. Play tough, this long nose to sneeze on your gut. Pop family music, homie, we do it. Give him least 70 cubits, don't be stupid. Give him room to breathe, let him breathe by the bitches, man. Risk got more cuts than a nigga ever scissor hands. I just left the spot, G, get the figures, man. Stuck, I scale on both hands like lizard, man. Man, dudes rap about it, KGR, living scram. Chris is King, 7 G's to the liver fan. I catch a chest cold, my shit kind of frigid, man. Down beats, press up, see what the chat bout. Around 3 in the morning, I'm blowing the back out. 4 hours later, kid, I'm throwing them packs out. Three major players get their papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing,
Get a wise guy. Get a wise guy.
Three major players get their papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing.
Get a wise guy.
We do our thing.
It's Mo P's in the cut, with G in the cut, blowing on Halloween, Hennessy in the cup. Believe what you want, I ain't your average nigga. I bang the hitter till I hit him and freeze on the fuck. Crime time, Glock 9mm era, Brooklyn. I'm from a hood where niggas bleed for the cheddar. Busy the brown villain, Philly Freeze and Killer G from Killer Queens. This is a trilogy of terror. NYG like my nigga Panty. On your block, hopping off the sidewalks on a Banshee. Swinging off the bars like I'm in a jungle gym. Dirk Munger him, don't fuck with him. Guns, we fuck those, pretty hoes, we fuck those. They asking me if Pac is alive, who the fuck knows? All I know is real niggas don't ride to the end of town, dog. Real niggas don't die.
Three major players get their papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing,
Get a wise guy. Get a wise guy.
Three major players get their papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing.
Get a wise guy.
We do our thing,
You a silly nigga, you try me, then the blinker's drawn. Squeeze the stick and turn your lights on like the blinker's on. Push pop, remove your top and leave your thinker gone. 6 shots to leave you in the spittle hanging on. I ring it on you bitch niggas, bring it
it on. They know me, I'm the one that make it hits for y'all to sing along. Y'all should honor me. Since the dynasty, I've been the bomb. Y'all like liking me. What y'all should try to do is keep me calm. Before I reload, explode, I'm the new Beyond Lito. He the new Don MC with the kinky eyes. I'm a hustler, I've never been without it. Before my work is finished, I read like India. Catch me out with Abu Dhabi with the Akis. If you try to stop me, it'll take 19 of y'all. I'm a pimp, make it take her bikini off. She freaked me, cause I freak the beat like intercourse. The boat moving, here we been aboard. You must be a dyke cause you've been abroad. New world sounds got two verses in the chorus. On the track for the legend, promise you'll be in the morgue.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing, sing.
Get a wise guy. Get a wise guy.
Three major players getting papers by the layers. It ain't no shame in our team, we do our thing.
Get a wise guy.
Yeah, Dirty Bass and Radio, and you know we do the damn thing as we expect and wait on our guest, Miss Kayla Northfleet, to step into the building. Looks like I have another dignitary in the building right now. Big shout out to the good folks over at X Squad DJs. What's going on, Mr. X Squad?
I almost forgot.
Almost
I was running
out.
I said, What time is it? Oh, I do not want to be fighting with him this year. Let me get on point.
Yeah, because you know you would have heard it. You'd have heard it now, but I would have hit you up behind the scenes and say, yo, we ready. We ready. Let's go. Yeah, so it's all good. All right, great to have you in the building on Dirty Basement Radio. All
right,
once again.
That's right.
While we wait.
Glad I'm in the building.
All right, while we wait on your artist, all right, Mr. Taylor.
From the Esquire DJs that's on. My sidekick.
Hey, baby. What's going on?
All right.
You hear that, DJ Sincere? Hey, baby.
What's going on?
A
little bit.
Hey, Sincere.
All right. Hey, how are you?
Hey,
welcome
Sincere.
To the show. What's happening?
Oh, what damn show? Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, your God. You on the show. I know you got a Zoom call at 6:30.
Shut your mouth. Oh, my God, what show am I on? Hey, y'all.
Well, this is...
You in the Dirty Basement. The takeover.
Hey, Dirty... Oh, my goodness.
This is an interview with Kayla.
Oh, God.
Now, who might you be, actually? Now, who might you be? All right, who do I have the pleasure of talking to on these airways?
This is 10 Carat, baby.
All right. You sound like a real Southern lady. I like that vibe.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm Southern, but I got Cali blood running through me, too, so I got to literally put it where the roots started from. But, yeah, I'm a Southern lady, and I do my thing.
Okay, that's what it is. See, you know what I'm saying? Now, I like the sound of that. See, I like ladies who talk like that. Who talk like they got some kind of style with them. Because these chicks out here nowadays, whew, I'll be like, damn, y'all need to go to finishing school or something. Y'all need some time in school. But,
even answer, you know, when I call a person, like, it's going to demand and get on the phone, usually I'll be, you know, there's certain things and you just really can't meet with certain people, you talk certain ways, and I'm just glad I didn't pop off like that from the door. Oh, my goodness.
She always ready. She is
right,
the spokesman for Esquire DJs. She is going to be on all these panels representing Esquire DJs.
All right, fantastic.
And while I help her raise her brand with Route Runner Def Jam.
Hey.
Yes.
So where is Kayla?
Well, she's expected in the next couple of minutes. She should be in the building within the next 5 minutes or so. So hold on tight. Definitely looking forward to having her here for a few minutes to talk with us. We've been playing her single, all right, here on Dirty Basement Radio, and definitely getting some real good response on that. People are definitely rocking with the single. So we definitely, you know, I hit up Demel after I realized that he was working with the artist and said, yo, I need her on the airways of Dirty Basement Radio. And he said, all right, well, let's make it happen. I said, let's make it happen.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Goddamn. Yeah, we ready to hit it. Yeah, damn. And, yeah, turn it up a little bit on Dirty Basement Radio. Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, see, now, goodness. I'm liking how you – now, I'm liking how you talking. I'm liking how she's talking, Mr. Raw. You know, we might have to bring her on for, you know, have her as a guest host. What do you think about that, Mr. Raw? I'm liking her voice.
Oh, definitely.
But,
what's
you know,
up, Raw?
Oh,
you know,
what's
going on?
What's up, Raw?
What's
going
on with you, baby? How you,
I'm sorry that we did. Sorry I didn't get to eat with you that time I was in New York. I'm in New Jersey that long time.
Well, you know what? It's time will be coming, and that time will be coming. We can get down, break bread, and have a wonderful time and bring that lovely sounding lady with you so that we can have
Okay, you're going to want her to come back.
I'm coming, and I like to eat too. So shoot, I'm coming. Don't disclude me out.
No. I said to bring you along. Salute. I ain't gonna exclude
right.
you at all.
And I'm coming. And that's why I said I'm coming. Don't disclude me out. I invited myself before you even.
Hold on,
man.
I love it. Mr. Roar, how you gonna jump the line? How you gonna jump the line, Mr. Roar? I'm over here talking to you.
Hey.
You over here trying to jump the line.
Hey, me and DeMille was kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Me and Big D. That's me.
Okay. That's cool. You can stay talking to him.
So funny to me.
All right. Now, you can stay talking to him, but leave her out of it.
But look, I don't want no trouble. I'm just glad I stay ready because literally, like, I did not expect to just jump on this call like this. And, I mean, I'm just glad I stay ready. Oh, Jesus.
All the time.
You sound like
time
me.
Now.
I stay ready. I keep the word going. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You ain't got to get ready if you stay ready. You know what I'm saying? So you good.
You know what?
All the
Absolutely.
Time.
You know,
all the time.
Time. I say that all the time because, you know, I also, you know, do a few other things. So, yes, I would love to be a guest on your show. But it's funny because you said that because I say that about, you know, we talk about a lot of certain topics and stuff and whatever. And I always talk about the men and the women. And when I say that, it's this, you know, and I'm hoping I can say what I'm going to say on here, whatever.
You can
write
it. You're right ahead.
There's no censorship. No censorship. You can say whatever you want to say in the dirty basement. Feel free.
Okay, well, in the dirty basement, I mean, I always say that because, you know, when it refers to men and women, you know, one thing about a woman, we do not ever have to get ready. I mean, because we have a whole men, you the ones that have to, you know what I'm saying, do what you need to do and be able to perform and do whatever. Y'all got to get ready. You see what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, I said
yes, that. Yes. You got to wiggle it. We got to pop a pill. We got to inject it. Do whatever you got to do to get ready. But y'all already on ready.
Absolutely. We got to do is stay there, open our legs, and just say, ah, that's all. That's all. That's all.
You even
got to
say that sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes that's us saying that.
Be careful, Mr. Roar. All right, be careful. All right. I'm going on mute right now.
I'll talk to you later. I'm going on mute.
I don't want no trouble. About to put him on mute because he's about to get in trouble. All right, I don't want him blaming me for nothing. That's why I'm trying to keep him on the straight and narrow because I'm the single one. All right, I'm the single one. That's why I'm trying to keep him on the straight now. But I hope we're not hearing
single,
off.
If he's not single, then you shouldn't have to keep him on the straight and narrow. He should always want to do right anyway, whoever that is. Because, like, I have no understanding about those times. You got to keep somebody straight. You can't keep no grown man, right? They got to want to be straight on their own.
Well, that's true. But, you know, you have positive influences and you have negative influences. And sometimes it's a lot easier for people to go. A lot of times it's a lot easier for people to go along with the negative than it is for them to do the positive. But now if you are a strong person, then even when nobody's looking, when nobody's around, then, you know, you're going to do the right thing. And that's what really, you know, determines your character. But if you're if you're a proper person and you have a good friend of yours and, you know, you see them, you know, about to go astray, then, you know, you have to do your duty to try to keep them on the straight and narrow.
Right, but you did what you just said or whatever, whatever, because obviously something is wrong at home if they decide to stray off, because if it's right at home, they're not going to do that. No matter what the influence is, because when you get me a boo daddy 2022, I mean, I'm looking for me a boo daddy 2022. I'm going to put that out there, you know what I'm saying, because I am single myself. But in the same sense, when I do get one, you know, it's nothing that's going to be able to stray the situation if the situation is right.
And so, they got to meet daddy first.
Yeah, you dang. Oh, they got it's a few people they're going to have to meet first. Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is? Yeah, oh, that's what it is. We got to go through the gauntlet. Oh, we're going to have to go through the gauntlet with you, I see.
They're going to have to go through trial and error because, I mean, like, literally, like, I've been single for a while, like years, and, you know.
Trial and error or trial and tribulation? Trial and error or trial and tribulation?
Both.
I'm not going to go through no tribulation because you don't know what time it is from the door.
All right, well, I guess this is a good time to jump into this song right now as we anticipate our guest. The only thing that I can say, the only thing that I can say to all of that is God damn.
God damn, fall like I'm the man, diamonds who can't spam, wave like this my jam. God damn, step like I'm that bitch, camera too legit, pop my shit and dip. Tell them to pull up and then don't answer it. Read his text and then delete the messages. Had Tierra text his phone to test his loyalties and keep him in the friend zone till he treat me like I'm royalty. Keep on texting what you doing, you gon' get blocked. Taking trips around the world and you still on your block. Don't be acting out, you trying to make this shit hot. The way you show and tell your friends I thought you was a cop. Toes down all team, windows all tinted. Jewelry all thin, big bull swim in it. Make them take me on the stage and I don't pay for shit. Name on this account so I ain't gotta wait for shit. Damn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds too can't spam. Wave like this my jam. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Camera too legit. Pop my shit and dip. Goddamn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds too can't spam. Wave like this my jam. Camera too legit, pop my shit and dip, goddamn. AP or the Rollie shit, I think I want them both. 60 let me breathe like quarantine, don't get too close. Call us Derek and a cocky bitch, we like the both. But why the niggas who ain't got it always do the most? Yellow drip, no limit, big racks, no limit. Credit score, no limit, think you wanna go in it. Too legit, pop my shit and dip. Goddamn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds too can't spam. Wave like this my jam. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Camera too legit, pop my shit and dip. Goddamn,
definitely a fire track, Miss Kayla Northfleet. I got that banger right there. God damn. Expecting her to step into the building any minute now. We got X-Squad DJ CEO DeMille in the building. Now, I'm sorry, young lady, but I didn't get your name.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, shoot. 10 karat, baby. 10 karat, like gold, like diamonds. 10 karat.
Okay, 10 carat. Okay, all right. Like that. All right, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got to, you know, connect behind the scenes since you're part of X-Squad DJs. I'm quite sure you got, you know, a different artist or different situations that I'm quite sure could be, you know, developed and maybe, you know, we could work together in some form or capacity, you know, should, you know,
absolutely,
DeMille allow it, you know, should DeMille allow it. I know I got to,
you
know,
mean,
I know I got to.
Let me tell you something, Matt. Now, let me tell you something. DeMille don't rock with me 1,000, but I do me.
All right. Independent woman in the building. All right, 10 carat in the building. Expecting our guest also, Miss Kayla Northfleet. Look like it's going to be a ladies' takeover in a minute. All right, look like I'm going to be in trouble. Forget about Mr. Raw. All right, we got a 786 area code in the building. I'm being, forget about him. I'm being in trouble. We got a 786 area code in the building. Let me get them connected and see what's really good. 786 live on the air, Dirty Basin Radio. What's the word?
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, sister?
What's happening? Who's it? Who's this Purple Dread?
Purple Dread in the house. What you mean?
All right, all right. Purple Dread, one of the
Sister, it is so cold in Miami right now. I'm reminiscing about New York. What's the temperature?
Cold like what? Cold like what?
Man,
like
50
degrees?
Know what this feels like. This feels like a 40, you know.
It's 43 in Miami.
43?
Yeah.
In Miami?
Yeah.
It snowed there.
I'm sitting out in Miami. I'm sitting out getting numb.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, like I said early in the show, misery loves company, all right? So I'm sitting over here kind of miserable right now. The snow is real heavy on the ground right now. So the snow is real heavy on the ground right now. It's like a winter wonderland here in New York City. We got the crazy storm, the big blizzard. We got dumped on today. So I was outside a little bit earlier, you know, with my boots and my heavy coat on. I had my shovel and everything. I had to dig out the snow. So, yeah, I'm not a happy camper right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a happy camper right now.
Okay.
While I might be a winter baby because I was born in December, but I don't like the wintertime. All right, wintertime in New York City is not the move. Wintertime in New York City. It's not the move, right? It's not the move. You know, I don't know about some other places. It may be a little bit more, you know, milder or not so difficult. But for people on the East Coast or people that are, you know, in the Midwest, you know, we get it. You know, we get it at least, you know, once or twice a year. Some people, if you're upstate New York, they get it every couple of days, it seems. I couldn't live in Buffalo and Albany and Albany and places like that, Newburgh upstate, because you know, you can't even go outside. Big shout out to all my people that's in Minnesota also. I know some folks out in Minnesota. I don't know how they live because they used to having it minus 10 degrees every other day. So that's like too extreme. That's much too extreme for me. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. I got X-Squad in the building. Got Miss 10 Carrot in the building. Got Purple Dread and my dude, Mr. Raw, in the building. Expecting our guest. I miss Taylor Northfleet. Hopefully she's not. Now, what's the temperature down there in Atlanta, y'all?
Cold.
Is it cold down? Is it cold?
Boy, I'm talking about, you know, it feels like Manhattan cold.
Let me tell y'all something. I missed an event last night. I made it home by 4 or something. It was a snow flurry falling, but it was so cold outside. It was ridiculous. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, 21 degrees. Like, no.
Windy. Like New York.
Real windy.
Okay, all right. Like
the last time I went to New York, my suitcase broke going to the Penn Station. Thanks,
man,
New York. Y'all owe me a suitcase.
Man, you must have had that packed with a whole lot of souvenirs and whatnot. What you were doing? You was in the hotel stealing all the towels?
I was coming from, I was coming from Long Island. Thank you.
You're coming from Long Island trying to steal all the towels? That's what it was? You had them packed?
No, I wasn't. When I come to New York, I don't stay in a hotel.
Excuse me. He got the hookup. All right, my bad. I ain't staying in a hotel.
It used to be like
that,
you know.
All right, I can dig it. All right, as we await our guests, I guess we'll jump into a little bit of more music. Let me see what I'm going to play right now. I guess we'll keep it with the ladies. Let me see what I want to play right now. I don't know.
But right quickly, I hate to get off of here, but I do appreciate me, you know, being able to check in with you all. But I do have an important meeting to be at in just a second, and I need to take my babies out and let them use the restroom.
We appreciate you, Ms. 10 Carrot. Thank you so much for coming through. All right, don't be a stranger.
And I'll definitely be in touch, and I won't be a stranger. Like, and I'm glad I stay ready because this phone call was off guard today. Shoot. But I appreciate y'all, and y'all continue to rock the fuck out. Y'all let Kayla know I said, keep doing her and what the hell the business is.
Oh, we'll be with her tomorrow. Take care. We're at
right,
the Boogaloo. You ever been to the Boogaloo?
I have. Wait a minute. I'll call you later, Demia. But y'all take care, and I look forward to checking in with y'all really soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, Dirty Basement Radio in the building. All right, Miss St. Cara coming through. Thank you so much. All right, still got the mill in the building as we await our guest. Let's jump into some music right now. This is new from Megan Thee Stallion. This is Megan's Piano.
Okay. I don't remember. Like Megan Thee Stallion.
Don't even think that you
can if the beat live, you know Lil Juice made it. Big ass chain around my neck, so these niggas know I'm rich. And I don't need shit but the dick. Big ass stack in this purse, so these niggas know I'm working. I'm holding this block in my Birkin. Niggas got a whole that L trying to come for my pen. I'm really finna make another M. Now tell me how the fuck I'm in the wrong, if I don't want the nigga and he still ain't fucking with the bitch. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty, I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga handle me. Do say, this rich bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy, and I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch got seats, but ain't never finna buy shit. Sorry, hoes hate me cause I'm the it girl. I ain't never asked to be the shit girl. Don't call me sis cause I'm not your sister. You really need to come and get your mister. Seen all my ops linked up in a picture. Everybody look busted, injured. Stalking my page, bitch probably want a scissor. Out in her mouth like I kissed her. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty, I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga handle me. Do say, this rich bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy, and I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch got seats, but ain't never finna buy shit. Bad bitches running my pack, gang shit. Cartier Frank fought a bitch on some lame shit. Broke niggas all in my way, clear them. Chains ain't making no noise, ain't big enough. Wildin' on a boat on an island. When I throw it back, better make them throw the tile. I got a nigga, but I don't need one. He fuck up, I'ma have my fun. T-Cub, I can fit a bitch in my purse. Which one of y'all wanna go first? Spicy, ain't a bitch out built like me. I run shit, probably how I gotta do with Nike. Beefin', you just mad we ain't speaking. And I'm the one that put the roof where you sleepin'. Phony, I don't need no new homies. I'm the reason all of my ops ain't homeless.
Hey, Mudfoot, you know what we're here for? Lay some treats on us.
Flipping styles like we flip flapjacks. Got something else for y'all right now. Gucci Man featuring Lil Durk. This is Rumors.
Hey, Keith, fuck these niggas up.
Jerry Production.
Them niggas get on y'all ass, y'all play with me like I ain't worse. Tryna gossip other blocks like y'all ain't said my name first. He a junkie, he ain't shot his gun, yeah, he blame perks. Shot a video and had a shootout in the same shirt. What you know about popping out and trying to hit they face first? They like smirk, your ass be tripping, better put your case first. Choking who, I heard the rumors, niggas better play slow. I don't want no niggas who you catch, I want the one I pay for. We on his ass, he in the A's, you see how long they stay for. Ain't no hotel room, we pop outside the height with Dracos. Hellcats, they get off any scene, the police chase those. Trolling ass, we shot your homie, we know he can take those. If I say your name, don't post it, I be on all kind of shit. I ain't got time to watch your page to see if niggas die to shit. I know bitches set you up, literally niggas down to hit. And this industry ain't what it seem, this shit be counterfeit. Ain't no lacking, she say I'm a nigga from the trenches with an accent. Why you asking me who shot your homie, why you asking? You got my number, you post shit on the gram, you moving backwards. You lucky you don't be doing shit for the gram. You niggas cowards.
No rumors. Rest in peace to Cooper. I jumped on a school bus and I hit Bronco Ruger. Always drunk a hater act, I never drunk a cooler. They get your location, they might pop outside in Ubers. When his goofy ass jumped in the streets, his ass a hooper. I know this shit don't matter, I took a shower with a cougar. Bring him out retirement, he gon' kill you for that moolah. Catch him in the morning, wake him up, that boy a rooster.
He took it to trial, I tried to tell him it was stupid. They gave him so much time and he's got weak and he was woozy. Watch the shit you say, the feds be listening to the music. And they gon' take your leaves and build a case and try to use it. DA dropped my murder, didn't have evidence to prove it. I think my house is honey, yeah, by who the ghost of Pookie. He ain't killed nobody, but keep rapping about the shooting. Still ain't got revenge yet, but keep making up excuses. Cause done drunk so much lean that his gut got big as Gucci. Told him quit while he ahead and don't go out like Whitney Houston. He got caught without it, now they robbing him for his rubies. He wouldn't give it up, so he got buried in his cubes.
Better not bleed no rumors. Rest in peace to Cooper. I jumped on a school bus and I had brung a Ruger. Always drunk a Ada Ack, I never drunk a cooler. They get your location, they might pop outside in Ubers. When his goofy ass jumped in the streets, his ass a hooper. I know this shit don't matter, I took a shower with a cougar. Bring him out retirement, he gon' kill you for that moolah. Catch him in the morning, wake him up, that boy a rooster.
Jerry Production.
Dirty Bass in the Radio, giving you brand new music from Gucci Mane and Lil Durk on that track called Rumors. I got my dude, Mr. Raw, in the building. Got Demil, XY DJ, CEO in the building. All right, big shout out to them. Expecting our guest, Ms. Caleb Northfleet, to be here shortly. All right, let me jump back to the telephone lines. Big shout out to Purple Dread. She's also in the building. All right, let me jump back to these telephone lines and see if I could get my guest in the building. All right, let me see about this area code right here. 470, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's happening with you?
What's up? It's Kayla.
All right, wonderful. See, on the first try. All right, that's what it is, Ms. Northfleet. All right, Ms. Northfleet, definitely welcome to the... All right, it's all good. Well, you are going on real heavy right now. Definitely got this hot single. This is banging song right now. We're definitely loving it over here on Dirty Basement Radio. So, you know, why don't you, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. We get a little bit more familiar with Caleb Northfleet, the person.
Yeah, for sure. So, as I know, my name is Caleb Northfleet. That's the name I'm going by. I am, you know, a new up-and-coming artist, trying to break out into the, you know, hip-hop, R&B, pop lane. Like, I'm coming from every way, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to be categorized in one kind of, like, genre or lane. I just dropped a single, Goddamn, and it's doing pretty good right now. It's getting a lot of buzz. Like, we've been doing some, you know, city kind of, like, promo and stuff like that, and we've been getting a lot of great feedback. I am actually dropping two singles actually coming up on Valentine's Day as well. So y'all stay tuned for that. And we just going to see how that go, and we're just going to see, like, how this is going to take off. It's looking good so far.
All right, well, that's what it is. I'm loving how you're sounding right now. I'm loving the energy that you bring in, you know, to the airwaves here on Dirty Basement Radio. So, you know, how did you first start into the business? What was your, you know, introduction to this industry?
Yeah, so music has just always been, you know, just a little part of my life, just from ground, you know, like a youngin' up. I've been in, you know, I was raised up in the church. So that's kind of originally how I started my singing and, you know, just getting a love for music from that end. But I just started actually taking my music career actually serious within this last year. So it's been about a year since I've actually, you know, just been in the studio grinding, trying to actually make something of this and just taking advantage of, you know, just my talent for music and my love for music as well. So, it's been going on a year. And I kind of just got introduced through my manager, and we kind of just, you know, partnered up, and we kind of was just like, let's just see what we can do with this.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I got my brother, Mr. Roy, in the building also, so I want to bring him in on this conversation. Mr. Roy, what's happening with you? You want to talk to Ms. Northfleet? I know you do.
Greetings, Princess. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
You sound like the way you look, so beautiful and energetic, and I definitely want to support your emotions and keep that attitude, you know. And in this day and age of music, you know, competition is heavy. Women is out there doing it big, and I'm proud of them, and they really putting their best foot forward. So what's gonna make me feel like I need to gravitate towards Kayla?
Right. So I know you mentioned competition. One thing I've kind of always learned in when it comes to competition, mind you, I used to be a collegiate cheerleader. I've been a cheerleader like literally for 10 plus years. All my life I've been cheering. So the competition, that's not nothing. Competition is not anything that's new to me, you know. So when it comes to competition, like, you just have to be real with yourself. You got to know you know what I'm saying, what's original for you and yourself. You can't look at anybody outside. You can't look at any outsiders. So I think the my best advantage for Kayla is I'm original. I'm me. I am who I am. It's like nobody that can interfere with that. Nobody can change my mind about who I am because I've been living in this body for, you know, as long as I have. So you can't, nobody from the outside can change that about me. So one thing about me is it's just originality. You're going to get me here. You're going to get me anywhere you see me in any setting. You're going to get the same Kayla every time. Now, granted, I do know how to, you know, you got to switch up when you go to different places. You have to adapt to your environment on occasion. But for the most part, the originality is going to always be my best characteristic.
So what made you fall in love with music? What brought you to the part of saying, yes, this is why I do it and this is who, because I listened to this person or I looked at that person? You know, who really did it for Kayla to make Kayla become who you are?
Right. So like I said, I grew up in the church. My mother is a minister. I've been in church all my life since I was born. Literally since I was born, I've been a church baby. So just having that passion for, you know, gospel music and just having that passion for, I'm an R&B lover. I listen to the old, you know, the Tevin Campbells. I go back with it, Gladys Knight, and the, you know, we take it back to that far with me, and I'm only 20, you know, 6 years old. So it's like I've just always had something in me that's just been like, it's just always been like a deep passion for me. And granted, I never took advantage of it actually until now. But it was just kind of always like a hidden talent. I always could sing. I always could, you know, harmonize. I always could do things of that nature. And it was just like I never really thought, you know, well, let me take that seriously and pursue that. I always was kind of taught, you know, I have a college degree in accounting. So I kind of just took that pathway originally thinking that was going to be, and which that's still a foundation for me. But I kind of just took that pathway thinking, okay, I'm also book smart as well. So let me go that way because that's something that I can permanently, you know, kind of just lean on. But within this last year, I'm just like, you know, I have this talent. And it's just like, why not tap into it? Why not take it serious? Because who knows where I could go with it? And that's just kind of how I came up, just, you know, trying to tap into this new kind of venture.
Well, I'm proud of you because you're not just a pretty face. You have a plan B just in case this roller coaster ride.
Of course,
we fall off. That's a smart intuition for you to uphold, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you're doing. I'm checking out your video, you know, saying I'm going to follow you on all platforms, you know. So we just remember that name, Mr. Raw. We might link up. I do production. You never know what can happen, you know. Saying
right.
I might throw you, we might make another hit. Goddamn.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, I'm gonna pass you back to DJ Sincere.
All right.
All right, no doubt, my dude, Mr. Roy, in the building. All right, City Basement Radio, we got Ms. Kayla Northfleet hanging out with us for a while. Let me go to Purple Dre, see if she want to say a couple of words. Purple Dre, you in the building with us? Purple Dre, where you go?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, we got our guest, Ms. Northfleet, in the building. You want to say a couple of words to her before we, you know, spin her song back. We've been playing the song real heavy right now, this goddamn song, so we're going to bring that back again.
Yes.
You got a couple of words you want to say to her?
Yeah. First of all, my sister, I am proud of you because, like Mr. Ross said, you got that backup plan, and that's a decent backup right there. I commend you for that. Secondly, I want to bless you and wish you good luck because it sounded good so far. Keep it up, baby girl. Keep it up.
Yes, thank you, and that means a lot coming from another woman. We have to start doing that to each other, you know, just uplifting one another in anything that we're doing, even if we're doing the same thing, you know. It's just like
exactly.
We always have to
yes.
continue to uplift each other. Like who's gonna be rooting for each other but us, you know?
That's right. Girl power, girl.
Right.
But keep up the good work. It's sounding good so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Purple Dread in the building. I part of the brother and sister experience. Going to be returning soon here on Dirty Basement Radio. Of course, now we also got the X Squad
Bobby O's in the building. Now I know you want to, I know you want to talk to your artist, Mel.
I'm going to be with her for the next 2 days.
Right.
Okay, so I guess you're going to have plenty of time. You're going to have plenty of time to talk to her then, so it's all good.
I just make sure she's straight and, you know, her team's straight. Make sure, you know, they safe.
All right, that's what it is. So you're going to be doing so you're going to be doing some shows in the area?
She a boss, man. I just look and admire. You know, just stay out of the way.
All right, my man, just kind of keep his head low, stay out of the way, and make it do what it do. But we definitely appreciate you, Demel, for helping us.
A lot of the DJs is calling, like DJ 7, and it's a lot of people calling to pop the camera.
Right, that's what it is. Well, we're definitely glad that you stopped by here early. All right, make all them other cats wait. They could wait. They could wait. All right, glad you stopped by here early. All right,
tomorrow she's at a place called Boogaloo's. I like that place. They have swings and everything.
Nice,
at the bar.
Real nice. Sounds real nice. I got to make my way down to, you know, your neck of the woods one of these days. We got to run around a little bit, and I'll see if I can get into some trouble with you and ATL. But in the meantime,
you don't
want to
get in trouble with me.
I don't get in trouble too much.
No.
Because
the women run Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that's a problem.
It's not a problem, but you know, hey, I'm just before you get in that water, I'm going to tell you the temperature.
I appreciate you giving me a heads up. I appreciate that, no doubt. All right, I thought you behind the scenes about that a bit. I don't want to get in trouble on the airways while we got Miss Northfleet with us in the building. I don't want to cause no problems. All right. Now, are you a songwriter also?
Yes.
Now,
what's what's your creative process like when you sit down to write a song, when you sit down to write a lyric, you know, because I've always admired songwriters. So, you know, what's your process like when you sit, you know, when you sit down to write a song?
You know, it's just about what I've learned in this entire process. It's just about vibes. You know, I'm a vibe kind of person. And when I say vibes, I mean like the feeling you get, you know what I'm saying? Like you just in tune with yourself. You're in tune with kind of everything that's just really going on around you. Everything is just going smoothly. Everything is just a vibe. Like that's what we kind of call it now, just a vibe. So that process is just like you have to be really knowing what's really going on within yourself. And then you just basically put that down on paper. You put that down, your thoughts, your feelings, it can be no judgment, you can't worry about, in that process, you just can't worry about, you know, maybe how anybody really is going to react to it. Like no particular person, no kind of outside thoughts or anything like that. You just have to really be in tune with yourself. And that's kind of just what my process is and how I kind of go about it when I'm in that vibe, I'm in that zone. I kind of just get in tune with Kayla, you know?
Okay. All right, that's what it is. But while we got this song on deck, why don't you be kind enough to introduce this song for us?
Of course. So, of course, y'all, it's your girl, Kayla Northfleet, and we are about to spin my new hot single that's about to go global around here. It's called Goddamn.
Goddamn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds who can't swim. Wave like this, my damn. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Hammer to legit. Pop my shit and dip. Tell them to pull up and then don't answer it.
Read his text and then delete the messages. Had Tierra text. phone to test his loyalties and keep him in the friend zone till he treat me like I'm royalty. Keep on texting what you doing, you gon' get blocked. Taking trips around the world and you still on your block. Don't be acting out, you trying to make the shit hot. The way you show and tell your friends, I thought you hot. Toes down all tinted, windows all tinted, jewelry all tinted, big bull swim in it. Make them take me on the stage and I don't play for shit. Made more than the council, I ain't gotta wait for shit. Damn, ball like I'm the man, diamonds too can't swim. Wave like this my jam, camera too legit, pop my shit and dip, goddamn, ball like I'm the man, diamonds too can't swim, wave like this my jam, goddamn, felt like I'm that bitch, camera too legit, pop my shit and dip, goddamn, AP or the Rollie shit, I think I want them both, 60 let me breathe like quarantine, don't get too close, call us Eric and a cocky bitch, we like the both, but why the niggas who ain't got no limit, big racks, no limit, credit score, no limit, think you wanna go in it, and I got my own, ain't gotta ask for it, me and all my bitches, we got passports, goddamn, ball like I'm the man, diamonds too can't swim, wave like this my jam, goddamn, felt like I'm that bitch, camera too legit, pop my shit and dip, goddamn, ball like I'm the man, diamonds too can't swim, like this my jam, goddamn, felt like I'm that bitch, camera too legit, pop my shit and dip, goddamn, yeah.
Radio, brand new banger from the next one up. We got Miss Kayla Northfleet in the building. That was her brand new singer. Goddamn, everybody is loving that song right now. If you haven't heard it, remember where you heard it first. But this song is about, like she said, this song is about to go global, popping off real crazy right now. All right, Miss Northfleet is in the building. I got a 6100 area code, got a 404 area code. If you want to talk to Miss Northfleet, we got in the building for a couple more minutes. Press that number one button. I'll bring you on the air. Now, is there anybody in particular, you know what I'm saying? Now, normally, when we have, you know, when we have rappers on, when we have, you know, MCs on, we ask them who their top five is. We normally don't ask that to a, to an R&B artist. Who would you say is your top five artist?
My top five artists, like I said, y'all know I'm not going to stay in one kind of category or genre because I listen to every kind of music, so my top five is probably a little over, all over the place, but we gonna go with it. My top five, I would say, is in a particular order, I'm not sure, but I'm just gonna say them as they come to my head. Yeah, okay. Sure. So definitely Summer Walker is one of my top five. She's just a vibe within herself, and I feel like she's genuine. You know, it's real genuine with her. I love Kehlani as well. She's one of my top five. Tapping into the rapper side, I definitely like Lil Baby and Dirk. Those are top five. And then I'm going to just kind of just, you know, tap into, like, some old school type of vibes. Like, I'm definitely going to go with, like, a Aaliyah, you know, that vibe. That's also my type of vibe. Okay. Just some American girls, round the way girl type of vibes as well. I still listen to Aaliyah right now to this day. If you get in my car, you probably going to hear some Aaliyah. So it's just, you know, my vibes need to be everywhere. I'm kind of tapping into different ways, different genres,
well,
different
like
vibes,
like
different feels.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. I like that diversity. I got this 404 area code in the building. They want to join the conversation. Let me bring them on right now. 404, you're live on the air with Kayla Northfleet.
What's up? This is I Am Savvy from Atlanta. How y'all doing? How you doing? I heard that last track. I think it was super lit. I wanted to ask, what was your inspiration for that record?
For Goddamn? Yeah. So my inspiration for Goddamn was basically just a clubby vibe, a clubby feel. It was just like basically, you know, a lot of my other songs, like I said, this is my first single that I dropped, so this is my introduction to the game. A lot of my other songs that y'all haven't heard just yet, but they're coming very soon, it's going to give you very much of R&B vibey feels. This track, it's more of a, I want to pop my shit a little, oh, I'm sorry, I might can't curse on there, I'm sorry. I want to pop my stuff a little bit, I'm sorry, I want to pop my stuff a little bit. I want to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, let me just say what I need to say real quick. Let me tell you, you know what I'm saying, it was just like basically just popping my stuff, getting it out there. It's not, I'm not being arrogant about it, but I'm just letting y'all know this is the, I have this side of me as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I definitely want to tap in with you. I am Savvy. Make sure y'all follow me. I am Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y _. I do a lot of entertainment in the city here in Atlanta, so make sure you check me out. I have weekly shows.
Yes.
I do shows in other states. I have slots for opening up. I do a lot of things for the independent artists. I'm just one of those people that always got your back, so please make sure
yes.
you follow me, everyone. Also, I'm a sign language interpreter, so you know the deaf community be coming with the music. So if y'all, you know, if y'all
yes.
really want to turn your music and, you know, so you can get some deaf followers, make sure you hit me up for that too. But I got all
oh,
the entertainment. I'm the plug here in Atlanta, so make sure you hit me. And I love that song. So I am Savvy, I-A-M-S-A-V-V-Y _. Make sure you tap in with me so I can download that thing.
Yes, of right. course. That's lit. No, we're definitely going to tap in with you with that. I'm glad you brought that just up here just because that's something, you know what I'm saying? I like to hear new things that I've just never really, you know, kind of just heard about. And that's lit for sure. We definitely follow it.
I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. And I hope to connect with you. And I've been listening to this. I've been listening to the radio for a little bit as soon as I found out. So it's been a few minutes, but seems like it's pretty late. I'm going to stay on, and I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate that. I am Savvy _. Make sure y'all do follow her. I'm definitely going to do the same. So
we on it.
Yeah, look for Original _ Dirty Basement. I will be following shortly as soon as we get off the air. Definitely appreciate all the support on the different area codes, all the different folks that's coming through. Showing love to Dirty Basement Radio and our guest, Ms. Kayla Northley. Now, what should we, you know, expect in, 2022 from you? Because, you know, I've talked to a lot of different artists, and sometimes it is a little bit difficult, like, to navigate, this COVID era. So, you know, what can we expect from you coming up this year?
Right. So I'm going to say 2021, I gave everybody an introduction to it. 2022, we popped off with my first single, Goddamn. So I'm going to just say, like, 2022 is definitely going to be the start. It's going to be the kickoff. It's going to be, you know, the football game, you know, Super Bowl. Y'all ready for the kickoff? That's what 2022 is giving for me from now until, you know, we just going to kick off this whole thing. And, you know, it's definitely some longevity to this. So be expecting new singles, new drops, EP. You just never know. You know what I mean? You just never know. But definitely be expecting something, very, very much something.
All right, well, we definitely appreciate you, you know, coming through, spending time with us, hanging out with us. We definitely love your energy and your vibe. Talk about different people's vibes. We are definitely feeling your vibe, and we definitely wish you a whole lot of success. Now, would you like to give your social media so people can stay abreast of all of your goings-on and what you got popping?
Of course. So you can follow me at the Kayla Northfleet. And that last name is Norfleet. That's the Kayla Northfleet. That's on my Instagram. On Facebook, it's just my first and last name, Kayla Northfleet. On Twitter, it's at the Kayla Janay. That's KaylaJanay. And Snapchat, it's Queen K, just spelled straight regular, Queen Kay. What else I have? I have a YouTube. It's Kayla Northfleet on YouTube. You know, go check out my YouTube. Go check out my videos that I've dropped so far. I have two videos coming, you know, and within the next, you know, couple of weeks. And, of course, more to drop throughout the year. And yeah, those are my social media platforms.
Okay, okay. We'll definitely appreciate you and your time. Now, before I let you go, I got one more area code in the building that's been in the cut right now. I don't know, but before, I don't want nobody to get mad at me, say I was on your show and I wanted to see Taylor and you didn't let me talk to her. So let me see if this person wants to come up. Yeah, let me see if this person wants to come on the airways. I don't cause no problem. 610-610, you're live on the air, Dirty Basin Radio with Taylor Northfleet. You want to say hello? Don't be shy.
Yo.
All right, yo. We got Ms. Northfleet in the building. You want to say hello?
What's going on? It's DJ 7 from X Squad DJs.
All right,
what's
DJ 7 in the building. Welcome to the Dirty Basin. What's good? What's good? Thank you so much.
Till now, I just want to finally get a chance to meet the actual person who track them out here in Philly, spinning it all crazy. So, you know, salute to you. The
listen,
song is definitely
love.
About. Hey, once it hit my email, and X-Squad was like, this is a go. She's a priority artist. You know, we got to tap in and let's push it. So I've been pushing it in all the venues that I'm in Philly. So it's definitely a vibe. You definitely got a following coming out of Philly. So I just want to salute you and let you know, keep going.
Awesome. Listen, that's love for sure. I definitely appreciate that.
No problem.
I appreciate you so much, DJ 7, for tapping in. Definitely. That's why I have to come to these area codes. I don't leave nobody out. I won't leave nobody out. All right, 716. Got a 716 area code. Now let's bring them on the airways real quick. All right. You're on the airways, Dirty Basement Radio. We got Kayla Northfleet in the building. You want to say hello?
Hello. How are you?
All right.
What's
how are you? Dirty Basement Radio. You want to talk to our guest?
I want to talk to you. What's up, baby?
Oh,
hey,
Reddy.
What's going on?
What's going on,
Reddy?
This is my girl, Reddy, in the building.
What's good with you?
What's
up, North?
Everything is good, but I want you to say hello to our guest we got in the building. We got a hot new artist. You got to check her out. All right, Kayla Northfleet is in the building with us right now.
I already know. That's why I called in. I was just messing with you. What's good, yo?
What's going on?
Man, life. What's going on with you? Y'all doing big things.
Same. Listen, we trying. Everybody,
y'all
trying.
y'all doing it. Y'all made it to Dirty Basement. Y'all doing something.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So I didn't catch the beginning of the show, so can y'all, I'm sorry I'm late, but since you already know I got things going, can y'all repeat what's going on with y'all, please, because I got people around me wanting to know.
All right, well, you know, we were just, you know, talking to the artist. You got a hot new single out right now. I'm definitely going to spin it back again for everybody that may have missed it, you know what I'm saying, so you can hear it also ready and all the people that, you know, right around you right now, because the song is really, really crazy, and everybody is really loving it right now. So just getting familiar, you know, more familiar with the song and, of course, with the artist herself.
All right. Are you guys out of Philly?
No, we're actually out of Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Yeah,
Georgia.
We're coming out of Georgia.
Okay, because Tony, I have my friend Tony right here. He's from Philly, and he heard your music in Philly. So we were going back and forth. He was trying to convince me, and I was just like, I'm just going to ask myself. So, straight out of Georgia. Okay, so your music is getting around because, like I said, he's from Philly, and he's just like he heard what was happening, and he was just going back and forth. So, stay out of Georgia. So you owe me $20.
You owe her $20.
Right.
Give her
right.
$20.
40. Yeah, 20 for me, 20 for you.
Right. Run it, yeah.
That's how we breaking bread right there.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. So look, I want to hear the song. I know you're waiting until you get more callers in or whatever. Your queue is always full, but I want to hear the song.
That's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm gonna bring it back to you. If you say you
want
to hear it ready, you already know what you gotta do.
Right. I'm asking you now. I want to hear it immediately, if not sooner. How about that?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it is.
Okay.
I can't say no. I can't say no when I got all the ladies in the building. I have ladies in the building taking over Dirty Basement Radio right now, but I'm loving it because, you know, Sincere loves the ladies. So let's do it right now. All right, my girl Reddy said so. All right, Kayla said so. So I got to make it so. This is Taylor Northfleet once again. Let's bring it back. Definitely a banger. Dirty Basement Radio. God damn.
God damn. God damn. Fall like I'm the man. Diamonds who can't swim. Wave like this my damn. God damn. Step like I'm that bitch. Camera too legit. Pop my shit and dip. God damn. Tell them to pull up and then don't answer it. Read his text and then delete the messages. Had Tierra take the phone to test his loyalties and keep him in the friend zone till he treat me like I'm royalty. Keep on texting what you doing, you gon' get blocked. Taking trips around the world and you still on your block. Don't be acting out, you trying to make this shit hot. The way you show and tell your friends I thought you hot. Toes down all tinted, windows all tinted, jewelry all tinted, big bulls swimming in it. Make them take me on the stage and I don't pay for shit. Name on this account so I ain't gotta wait for shit. Damn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds who can't swim. Wave like this my jam. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Camera too legit. Pop my shit and dip. Goddamn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds who can't swim. Wave like this my jam. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Camera too legit. Pop my shit and dip, goddamn. AP or the Raleigh shit, I think I want them both. 60, let me breathe like quarantine, don't get too close. Call us Derek and a cocky bitch, we like the both. But why the niggas who ain't got it always do the most? Yellow drip, no limit, big rap, no limit. Credit score, no limit, think you wanna go in it. Too legit, pop my shit and dip. Goddamn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds who can't swim. Wave like this my jam. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Camera too legit, pop my shit and dip. Goddamn, yeah.
Yeah, straight like that. That's that new hit, that new banger. Okay, ladies, your wish is my command. There you go, ready? All right, that's that new hit.
All right. Okay.
All right. All I got to say is hot damn.
Yeah.
You got everybody in my backyard because I'm doing a little barbecue. You already know in the winter how I do. But back here, hold on. What you got
to
say?
How you doing, man? Nice to meet you, man. My name is Fisher Cripton. It was a nice song. I like the song a lot. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Right, they back here doing the New York bounce. God damn, that's catchy. I'm telling you, every song needs a catchy hook like that. Look, I may not remember nothing but hot damn. Just like
okay.
On that bitch.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So you know, if somebody know your hook, the first time you play it, that's going to be a hit, baby. Don't trip.
That's
you got
be
that.
A hit. Don't be a hit.
It's going to be a hit.
Thank you so much.
For real. All right. For real.
That's what it is. Song's getting co-signed from coast to coast right now. All right, from New York to the Midwest to Cali. All right, everybody is loving this song right now. So, yeah, you're definitely on to something. I'm looking forward to, you know, some real serious things coming from, you know, you as an artist this year. So, definitely much success. You're definitely on the way with it.
So where can I get the song?
All right, folks want to know where they can get the song.
I want to know where I can get it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's on all streaming platforms. It's on Apple Music. It's on YouTube. It's on SoundCloud. It's on Spotify, Pandora. It's on everywhere. It's everywhere.
Okay. All right, and it's hot damn?
It's goddamn. So, like, G-A-H-H-D-A-M-N.
Y'all gotta send me that for real, because I'm being asked to play it back. So like I said, I'm the host over here. So I'm the host over here.
All right, well, I'll definitely get you that info ready. I'll definitely get you the info on the song. We'll definitely get it over to you as soon as we get
I appreciate
it. Airways.
You know, I had to, you know, I had to show you some love, so I wanted to call in. Of course, show Sincere some love. That's my boo. And show the guests some love. Y'all doing y'all damn thing. I appreciate the sound. It's new. It's nice. It doesn't sound like anybody else I hear out there, so I'm feeling it, for real, for real.
That's lit. Thank you. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. No problem. Sincere, I'm right here.
All right. Thank you, baby. Appreciate you as always. Thank you so much. All right. That's my girl, Reddy, coming through in the building. All right. All my folks coming through showing love. Thank y'all so much. Definitely appreciate the support. Definitely appreciate this artist. Had a fantastic, fantastic interview with you, Miss Northfleet. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, DJ Sincere. I appreciate you so much for just giving me, you know, opportunity to come on this platform, speak to you, speak to your peers, speak to everybody, you know, from Philly to wherever, whoever's listening. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're definitely going to be staying in tune with you. Definitely going to be staying in contact. I'm already following you on social media. All right. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, 2022 and, you know, doing some more things. I definitely thank you so much. It's Kayla Lawfully coming through in the building. Dirty Basement Radio. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Matter of fact, it's only right. I got to do it one more time.
Let me just give you a little drop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Sincere at Dirty Basement Radio. Y'all are tuned in live now. DJ, drop it.
All right, that's what it is, Ms. Kayla Northfleet. Thank you so much.
Goddamn, fall like I'm the man. Diamonds too can't spam. Rape like this my jam. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Camera too legit. Pop my shit and dip. Goddamn.
Tell them to pull up and then don't answer it.
Read his text and then delete the messages. Tierra takes his phone to test his loyalties and keep him in the friend zone till he treat me like I'm royalty. Keep on texting what you doing, you gon' get blocked. Taking trips around the world and you still on your block. Don't be acting out, you trying to make this shit hot. The way you showing, tell your friends I thought you hot. Toes down all tinted, windows all tinted, jewelry all tinted, big bulls swimming it. Too legit, pop my shit and dip. Goddamn, walk like I'm the man. Diamonds too can't spam. Wave like this my jam. Goddamn, step like I'm that bitch. Hammer too legit, pop my shit and dip. Goddamn, AP or the Rolly shit, I think I want them both. 60, let me breathe like quarantine, don't get too close. Call us arrogant, a cocky bitch, we like the both. But why the niggas who ain't got no limit, big racks, no limit, credit score, no limit, think you wanna go in it, and I got my own, ain't gotta ask for it, me and all my bitches, we got passports. Goddamn, fall like I'm the man, diamonds too can't spam, wave like this my jam, goddamn, step like I'm that bitch, hammer too legit, pop my shit and dip, goddamn, fall like I'm the man, diamonds too can't spam. I'm a too legit. Pop my shit and dip. Goddamn. Yeah. Taylor. Yeah. This is Kayla. Not alone.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hood.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. Some more A-Town. You know it's that official comic squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple and the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the icon. I'm chillin' with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
Preacher saying that I'm a liar. That's deep. When you can have somebody doing that, when your preacher is like, you lying to me, then that's deep. That's definitely deep. That's my girl Ready with Dirty Birdie Big Bro. That's one of my favorite joints. I love hearing that joint, and I can't get tired of it. She out there in that backyard barbecue, and I want to see if she can teleport me some barbecue. Something, girl. What's going on with you?
I don't know. She might be back there barbecuing like some crocodile or alligator or something like that. I don't know if you're into that or not. Mr. Roy. All right. She been trying to get. Matter of fact, I got to send you the video. All right. I don't know if you got it or not, but I got to send you the video that Spicy sent me. She sent me a video about this chef, you know, that specializes in roasting and barbecuing. Like he getting this motherfucker. He had it on the rotisserie or whatever he did, and it looked crazy to me because he had his skin, you know, and he's seasoning it, he's rubbing all the oil in the top, minced garlic on the motherfucker, ice and all this. Oh, you saw it?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's like, yo, the thing that was crazy about it to me, what was crazy is that they still had the head on, but that wasn't even the crazy part to me. The crazy part was those little fucking hands.
Because
it looked like everything was skinned except for the hands. So the hands were still dark. So that was kind of like bugged out to me. But I'm like, man, these chicks is crazy. This is crazy. I can't do it. I can't do it. But shout out to Ready Man. Shout out to everybody who came through today. We had a fantastic show. Fantastic show. Big shout out to Kayla Northfleet. All right, big shout out to Miss 10 Carat. Of course, big shout out to DeMille, CEO of X-Squad DJ. Thank you so much, my brother. We definitely appreciate your support today, bringing your artist through. We definitely want to thank her manager also, her manager Charles, working behind the scenes, with him to make this interview happen. We definitely appreciate all of you, my brother. Thank you so much. All right. I guess we might have lost him for a second, but I think he's still in the building somewhere running around. All right, DeMille. X-Squad DJs. Now, I did have one song, y'all. I got one song that I do want to get some feedback on before we get out the door. So please help me out on this song. I got an artist I've been networking with, behind the scenes a bit. Young lady by the name of Bossy V. All right, Mr. Roy, this artist's name is Bossy V. All right, and I want to get a little bit of feedback on this song. This song is called Batman. All right, so let me know what you think about this. Go and know. That was Boy TV. That song is called Batman. What do you think about that, Mr. Roy?
Please go to Ready First.
Please go to Ready First. Okay. All right, let's go to Ready First. All right, Ready, what do you think about the song?
Because that's what I know she was doing. I knew she was doing that. I knew it.
Here we go. Classic Ready.
No.
Classic Ready. Here we go.
No. I knew it. No. Okay, let me be serious. Let me be nice.
You
listen to me. Okay, I understand. I understand where they were trying to go with the message, but they needed to send a different messenger. Because, gosh, Jesus Christ and two other white girls. Really? Did they really send it like that? Would they send it to be serious, or was they joking? Are they making fun of? Is she saying black man or Batman?
No, it sounds like the song is titled Batman. It's titled Batman.
Batman, B-A-T.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, they were just clowning. They weren't serious. They can't be. they could not have been serious. That's all I have to say. Because I'm finna sing it the way she was singing. No, why would they do that?
Okay.
Why would they do that?
That's why I wanted you to go first.
No, it was not right. It was wrong. And the message is messed up if they're not saying black man, because they were saying it's nobody's hero. You know what I mean? That is. They were saying that it's nobody's hero. Of course not, because nobody would hear us until the theme song. Is that the theme song to Batman? That's what she said, Batman. He didn't say black man. He said Batman. Like, all my guests right. are like, are they serious? Don't play that again, Sincere.
Ooh.
I love. Do not play that again.
So listen.
Out. Okay, Mr. Roy.
Don't play it again, Daddy. I'm serious. Don't do it to Mama. Don't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't do it. I have about 27 artists in my yard, real serious artists, and they are just like, oh, like he be clowning on his show. Stop that. He's clowning on his show, and I'm like, no, this is an artist. That sent in some music, and when are you gonna bring back No or Go?
Yeah,
that's what we're doing now. That's why I was just saying we just been testing the waters.
Oh,
tell her no.
Is it a no for you or yes? Wait a minute, my guest has something to say. What is it for you? What are you saying?
All right, go ahead.
Listen, you got to say something. You can't just keep shaking your head. Is it a no or a go?
What'd he say?
They just said they're going to smoke and just go about their business. They just go smoke that sound out their ears. They're like, we're just going to smoke that sound away.
I was telling him I hope I didn't blow his high.
No, you got my dog barking. They smoking on some sweet alley, so you can need to blow that. But for real, it was not
right.
cool at all.
Man, you have 27 people in your yard ready?
Am I all right?
That's 27 people that said no? Oh, my gosh.
Well, all of them didn't hear it, but they were all laughing, asking me, was it a joke? So they're going back, calling people up from around the yard and saying, listen to this, and saying, Sincere is clowning on his show. And I'm like, no, this is a real person. And they was like, no. They were like, no.
All right. I'm scared to play one of my songs, man. Hey, damn.
I missed the Lord. You going to give your feedback?
Yeah, well, you know what? Here it is. Her intent, I see what it was going on, but it was a few things that was necessary for her to go back to the drawing board. The recording was sufficient. It needed a better mix. It needed for her to have tone. She could be tone deaf, and don't take it as a disrespect, but she could be tone deaf because she was pitchy and she was hitting the wrong notes, okay? And that would have been one of the times that auto-tune would have actually helped out. So she needs to be on that track. I'm sorry. She needs to be on that track better. You know?
No,
and
she doesn't need to be on the track at all. Stop being nice like that. That's why people don't become doctors and nurses like they're supposed to be. And why you have people in the studio rapping that shouldn't be rappers, that they're missing their actual calling. Like, I really think that she's a doctor. Or teachers and nurses or politics. It is not in singing or rapping. Stop telling people that. Time is short. Time is too short to be like that, for real, for real. Because if I would have came on your show, for real, and came out with something that was so totally whack and you guys told me, oh, no, it's really good, and I pursued it and then got clowned later, I would have been mad at you guys. Stop the madness right now. Baby, you're a doctor. You're actually a dentist. I can hear it in your teeth when you were pronouncing those words all wrong.
You're a comedian. And you are really a comedian. Reddy's a comedian. I knew it.
Listen, y'all can't tell me there's too many mumble rappers out there. There's too many ABC and alphabet rappers out there who should be some firefighters or engineers or something. But nobody told them that this was not their calling. Pursue your dreams. No, pursue your parents' dreams, because your dreams are not becoming a reality. I appreciate the effort, but don't do it again. It was bad.
Right, you do got a point. You got a point. You know, some people are better off doing some other things.
Y'all feel, yeah.
right, well, I'm gonna play some. I'm not gonna leave him like that, Ready. I'm not gonna leave him like that. I'm gonna play something else, you know, to get the vibe back.
God.
I'm gonna play something else, you know. So I'm gonna play something else, get the vibe back. You know what I'm saying? To clear the air a little bit. All right. Now, personally, all right. Maybe she just needs some more work. Sometimes people are in too much of a rush to put their stuff out in public without actually getting good at what it is they want to do first. Maybe she just needs to practice her craft a little bit more, because I did think the beat was hard. The beat was hard. You know what I'm saying? I liked the beat.
You couldn't hear the beat. You couldn't hear the beat over that madness. Now, this is the thing. Stop asking your friends how it sounds. If you want to be a true artist and you want to get a true opinion, stop putting this music out and asking your homeboys or your homegirls what that sound like, because they're going to say, you know what, that shit was live. When all actuality, it was not. Ask a stranger.
Right.
Don't even tell them that it's you. Take it to the mall or something and say, we're introducing a new artist, and just tell me what you think of this song. They're going to give you their true opinion.
That's right.
You're asking your friends and your preachers.
Or if you got the nerve, if you got the heart, you can send it over here to Dirty Basement Radio. We'll test it out during our Go and Know. And my panelists of experts, such as Ready and Mr. Raw and Benjamin Buttons and Two-Face, you're going to get the business. If your song is not right, they're going to let you know what could be done to make your song better. And if ain't nothing that could be done to make your song better, they're going to tell you you need to go back to the drawing board and start from scratch all over again. But whatever the case may be, you're going to get the
business.
Benjamin,
hear this song?
No, he didn't hear the song. No, he didn't hear the song.
Okay,
because
whoever is lucky, because Benjamin would have gave him the fire.
Well, see, he don't like R&B anyway, so he would have been anti, you know, this song out the gate just because it's R&B.
Two-Face would have gave it fire.
Was that R&B?
I would say that was the intention, sure.
No, that was WXYZ. That was WXYZ. Don't do that again. That was not right. And you're going to play another one of her songs? Okay, let me hear it.
I'm not going to play another one of her songs. I'm going to play another song. I did have another one of her songs in the cut. But we'll save that one for next week. We'll try that one out next week and see what people feel about that one. That one is a slower song. All right, it's like a slow jam. But we'll save that one for next week. All right. For the people that's in the backyard. All right. For the people that's barbecuing
want to hear it. Only because they want to clown. But no, don't do it, because they're getting ready to actually.
No.
They're about to call in. So I'm begging
you. We're gonna play something else. But we do invite them to call in next week. All right, we would definitely love to have them on the panel for our Go or No. We definitely love to have them on the panel so y'all could clown these artists as much as y'all want to. If y'all feel that, you know, they're not up to par, I mean, you know, they send the music in or they put it on these different services, they make it available for the public. So they open themselves up to clowning. But here's a reason
I'm not
right
giving
now
you the
you
phone number. Yeah. No,
another
I just have to tell them I'm not giving them the phone number. It's not so much as a clowning. It's constructive criticism. And the criticism
right.
has become a dentist.
But sometimes some of these artists need to, you know, they need to be given the business. They need to be, you know, because they need to understand that, just like you said, maybe this isn't for them. You know what I'm saying? I got another song I'm going to play before we get out of here, all right, that talks just about this. All right, it talks about, you know, maybe you should really be doing something else. But in the meantime, let me jump into this song right here. I know y'all going to vibe to this. This is one of, you know, my favorite new songs right now. Big shout out to my homegirl, Spicy. This is called Give It To You, Dirty Basement Radio. We'll be right back.
We can do it on the patio. Bye.
Yeah, Diddy Bass and Radio, DJ Sincere. The independent artist's best friend, that's my girl Levi on that song called My Ride. All right, it's about that time for us to get on out the building. I want to thank everybody for coming through. All right, had a fantastic show with our guest, Ms. Taylor Northfleet. Big shout out to XY DJ for being in the building. Big shout out to DeMille. Big shout out to DJ 7. I definitely appreciate this support. I big shout out to my girl Reddy in the building coming through, as always, giving her honest perspective about all things. You can't go wrong with that. Definitely can't go wrong with that. Thank you, baby girl. We appreciate you always. Mr. Roy, you got any last words before we skedaddle?
Ready? I mean, should I be a chiropractor or something? She needs to tell me.
No. Definitely not. Definitely you are an artist. Those last two, that's the difference between apples and oranges, between the first one you played and these last two artists. That last song I really liked a lot. I really love the hook, and she has a wonderful voice. The one before that, it was okay. But like I said, the one prior to that, I didn't ever want to hear that again, and she definitely needs to go into a different profession. These other two have a serious they history in the making. I can say that. They got a future. So, and no, Miss Murrah or Sincere, neither one of you guys need to be anything but what you are. You already know I like y'all just the way y'all are.
Thank you for coming through. And we look forward to way more different time. We bring it back to Go and Know. I'm coming back with the BSC, the Brother and Sister Experience, Valentine edition. The same week as Valentine, so hope to have you in the building. We're going to be doing poetry. We're going to be doing spoken word. We're going to be doing Jamaican areas, you know, my heritage. We're going to be doing some instrumentals. I'm going to be putting some sounds out there and let people hear what's going on. And I want some feedback, you know, so definitely tune in and have all your people going on things. And,
right, I'm going to send you some music. I got some new music. Mr. Raw produced it. So I'm going to be sending it in to you real soon. I don't know if he told you yet.
Nah, you just let the cat out the bag. You just let the cat out the bag.
Okay.
Mr. Roy be holding.
Yeah,
Mr. Roy be holding out. Mr. Roy be holding out. He be holding out.
Oh, my
goodness. It's a new year. It's a new year. So get ready. You ain't got to get ready if you're already ready. You know what I'm saying? Ready on roll.
You know, I'm already ready. You already know that. So I will
know.
Be definitely tuning in. You don't? Did you say you don't? Who said that?
I said I do. You heard no.
Oh, I thought I heard Sincere say he don't. I was going to say, don't make me pop up on your front porch. You know I'm a front porch popper.
Front porch popper going to pop up on the stoop. Pop up on the stoop.
Most definitely. Definitely. Sincere, did you listen to the song I sent you on your phone?
What song is that?
When I sent you a text message via your telephone, I sent you a song. I wanted you to listen to it.
No, I got to double back and check on that. I got to double back and check on that. But, you know, before we get on out of here, I definitely got to say rest in peace to Mr. CPO. He recently passed away. We had the pleasure of having him on the airways of Dirty Basement Radio on the show that you and Mr. Raw did at one point, the Ready and Raw show. He was actually a guest on that show. So definitely wanted to send our rest in peace shout out to him, our condolences to his family. And, you know, definitely wanted to pull up, you know, one of his joints right here. Definitely wanted to pull up one of his joints. I think this is a CPO right here. I'm sorry?
That was my friend. That was my boy. That was my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. May peace be upon his soul. So let's go into a little bit of CPO right now. I think this is him alongside of MC Ren. Let's get into this right now. Rest in peace, Mr. CPO.
What?
Never thought they'd see this.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, my flow's broke for show. I'm making sure you niggas don't try me no more.
Yeah.
Weak shit, you talking, I'm surprised that shit's selling.
for self niggas full of fellas. Who the fuck you telling? Bragging about money, where that shit be at? Lots of videos, all that shit, we never see that. Bitches with big asses, blunts and big cars. Shot calling niggas, pissy drunk in them titty bars. Rent assassinating all of these. Black ass rapping niggas and say they selling keys. And tipping hoes and smoking a million blunts a day. Shooting 100 niggas and saying they walked away. Without a scratch, some Lambo shit, side of head. Living with your mama talking about 100 grand. Nigga, please, who the fuck you think you talking to? Real niggas coming after you. We out.
We coming lying on records about what you do. We coming. The shit y'all doing is played out before. We coming. Come with that shit, we coming after you. The fake ass boys who we talking to. Lying on records about what you do. The shit y'all doing is played out before. We come with that shit, we coming after you. It's the Don Daddy guy with the villain. Who you killing? Oh, we had him come verbatim with this cap pillin'. Top villain, make a million. Paparazzi, chase us through the tunnel in the Maserati. Now they got me on hard copy. Yet you still wanna watch me motherfuckers wait their whole fucking life in a day. Hoping that we can reunite in WA. Oh, purpose, try to surface, get nervous, more nervous. She can just turn into a circus, standing over the corpses. You look like the kind of nigga that'll press charges. We the largest, we the biggest, we the niggas. With the attitude, we longitude, you latitude. Have some gratitude to the niggas that started this shit. Been around forever, bitch, we smarter than this shit.
Don Mega. MC Ren, Ren, Ren.
Fake ass ballers who we talking to. We coming. Lying on records about what you do.
We coming.
The shit y'all doing is played out before.
We coming.
Come with that shit, we coming after you.
We coming.
I make the planet cool, nigga, more than BT. Your bitch tied up, phoning home like ET. So kick in that 50 grand before you find body parts, nigga, in Japan. A motherfucking lyricist, nigga, top clout. I'm making hits, what your bitch ass talking about? That same old shoot 'em up, I'm smoking 50 blunts. That's why your shit ain't coming out for like 50 months. Ain't nobody trying to hear your nigga outdated. Your black ass, quit telling niggas that you made it. I'm never faded like a ghost, villain disappeared. Like a to resurrect my dick the next year. 98, 99 to the earthquake. How much garbage these motherfuckers gon' make? You better shake, fuck that, here I come strong. Let's believe we're in the rock, this shit all night long. We out.
Fake ass boys who we talking to.
We coming.
Lying on record about what you do.
We coming.
The shit y'all doing is played out with fools.
We coming.
Come with that shit, we coming after you. Fake ass boys who we talking to. Lying on record about what you do. The shit y'all doing is played out with fools. Come with that shit, we coming after you.
Yeah, full circle, nigga. Full circle, nigga. Before we did it, y'all niggas was rapping like Herbert Pitch. Nerds. It was nerds before us, boy. It was nerds before us. Yeah.
Microphone Mob. Bob Cat. MC Ray. Ice Cube. 9-8 shot. Yes. Yeah, fool.
Treating that guy or that girl right. So you know, they go about the process of stepping in and basically taking that other person from that person because they feel that that person isn't treating that person right, and they think that they could treat that person better. Well, theme of the video, all right? But to get the total gist of the video, you got to watch the video. So, dope.
It's on YouTube?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Friend. In.
All right.
You said S-I-R?
Yes, S-I-R.
S-I-R.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the song
Michael
is called You Can't Save Me. All right, so when you get a chance, check out the song. It's actually a great song. All right, you know, but it's definitely a modern-day twist on an age-old situation. And that's how
yes.
I'll say that.
So are you telling me you didn't like it?
No, I mean, I did like the song. All right, I did like the song. You know, I mean, everything else that goes along with it, I mean, I could take it or leave it. You know what I mean? I think the
video threw you off. But
well, no,
I mean,
it did. But at the same time, I wouldn't have liked it. You know, I'll just say it like this, and I'm just going to put it out there. I wouldn't have liked it if it was entirely heterosexual. I wouldn't have liked it.
Okay.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because you over here on the side, you know what I'm saying? Go get your own fucking chick. The fuck? Stay out my business.
It wasn't, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't even really the video. It's when he comes in and he's singing, in another time, in another place, you will be mine. Did you figure that out?
No, I'd have to go back and look at that again.
That's the hook. In another time. In another place, you will be mine.
I mean, in terms of the reference, saying in terms of the reference, but okay. I mean, even
you wrote
it didn't
that
work
ready?
Out between.
No, I didn't write it.
I mean, even if it didn't work out, I mean, that's like any other to me messy situation. That's like if a relationship.
I think you're looking too deep into the video and not listening to the content of the song. Stop. Just close your eyes and listen to the song and disregard the video. My point in sending you the song was not the video; it was
okay.
The song.
Well, then a lot of times, you know, I agree with that statement, and that's why a lot of times, you know, I like to listen to a song before I see the video. You know, because I do think that sometimes that ruins things. Because
it does.
You know, because that's the visual that they put to it. That which to me says that overriding the lyrics of the song, this is the message they really wanted to convey. You know, by putting it in the imagery. You know, this is
right,
the message.
Right, but
you
that's
really
the only way I could send you this. The only way I can sing you through the song was like that. But you're absolutely correct because it's a song by Hozer called Church. You know that song?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but it's a beautiful song. But when they did the video, they made it homosexual. They made it about homosexuals being judged and, you know, being drug out of their beds and being beat up and everything. So that turned me off away from the song. But I can listen to the song, and the lyrics are so powerful. You know, and it's he has one verse in there where he says that the only time that he's at home is when he's in the bed with his lover. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so I'm picturing a man and a woman. I'm not picturing two men. And then when I seen the video, it just totally turned me off.
Exactly.
So you right about that. So yeah, but I sent you the song so you can hear the lyrics, not so you can watch the video and be like. No.
I know.
It's already night. So after you take a shower and after you all lathered up, and you dry off, and you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got a song that
Sincere might be saying to you. So. I want you to just close your eyes and listen to the words.
What is the song?
You ready?
I'm trying to be ready.
Girl. Wow. I'm looking good. I just can't. I can't wrong. Wait to get at you. At you. I can't wait to get at you. At you. Let me paint you a picture. Picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. You can see it when you're looking in my eyes. The way I'm looking at your side. No, I'm not one of those guys to waste your time. No, it's not part of the plan. Not trying to be your man. Well, maybe just a fan, and let it grow slow. Don't get it confused, you have nothing to lose. Only when you snooze, if that's what you choose. Let me tell you the news, it is what it is. Go hard or go home, be well enough alone. I'ma set the tone, and I'ma make you moan like you was home alone. Cause I'ma give you a bit. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. Tell me really what you wanna have done. Come on girl, we'll have fun. Let us two become one. Act like you know. Oh, there's a need for you to start to be shy, especially when you're so damn fly. Please don't let this time pass us by, cause I'm ready to go for broke. Ain't no shame, I'm a game, I'ma do what I claim. I'ma show you I'm no lame, Raw's one and the same. There'll be no one to blame when you're calling my name. So let's see what you got, cause I'ma hit the spot. This is the last drop, I want you to make it pop. Till I pay you stop, girl, that's my aim.
Real
talk. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, true.
Girl, let me get at ya. Once I get ya, then I got ya. I'ma try my best to break you off something proper. And like an opera, I'ma make you hold a note. With the time on the board, I'm on your body like a coat. No, I'm not trying to gloat, I'm gonna show a mood. Do what I gotta do just to get you in the mood. I'm gonna make you ooze till I burn out your fuse. Tell me, how can I lose with the method that I choose? You know there's no rules, there is a safe word. If you can't take it no more, you can scream out a bird. And then I halt. I understand, it's my fault. I don't want you thinking of some type of assault. I take it easy to make you feel good, believe me. Until you want to return the favor and tease me, squeeze me, and hold me tight. You feel me? You got my undivided attention.
I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True.
Mr. Roy.
Nice choice, Mr. Roy.
Okay,
look. And my eyes were closed the whole time. I was feeling that. Thank you.
I know you never heard that before, so I said, let me.
I haven't.
I like it, actually.
It's a nice
sketching
hook.
You
know, I'm a hook person.
Now, did you just say your eyes were closed the whole time?
The whole time. He told me to lay back, close my eyes, and just watch you work.
Okay. That's fine. That's a good visual. Trust me. I'm going to use you guys for the video.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna be.
Since he's gonna be the love interest, and then Reddy's gonna be the one. Yep. And you're just gonna hear my voice in the background, the song, but it's gonna be y'all in the visual.
Nice. I like that, Mr. Roy. I'm ready. I'm ready.
You ready? You ready?
I can't wait to get at you. I'm telling you now. You never know. You might be careful now. It might the video might end with a proposal. You might be careful, Mr. Roy. Be careful.
You know, I'm a sucker for a catchy hook, so that's gonna be stuck in my head, you know, all day. So I appreciate the song. I really liked it. I really did. And you know, Sincere, I don't know. Were you feeling it like that? Sincere, you were feeling that?
Oh yeah, I love that song. You know, we played that here, you know, regularly on Dirty Basement Radio. Yeah, we definitely love that song here. Yeah, definitely love that vibe on that song by Mr. Raw.
Okay, that's my first time hearing it, so I really like this. So next week when I call in, I'm going to be expecting to hear it. And I'm going to call it in and dedicate it to Sincere.
All right, now.
Can we do dedication?
Absolutely. I think that's getting ready to become our song. That's getting ready to become our song. That's going to be our song.
Hey, let's make it do it.
It's going to be the wedding song, Mr. Roy. That's about to be the wedding song.
Hey.
I can't wait to get at you. That's going to be the first dance. That's going to be the first dance. What do you think?
Now you know. Hold on. This must be a new year. Because if we got Sincere singing on the radio, it got to
You remember a couple of weeks ago, we had him smiling and laughing. You remember?
Yes.
He just, Cheshire Cat ain't got nothing on me, boy. Cheshire Cat ain't got nothing on me.
Now that's Zilchin. So we gonna do.
Now I'm gonna mess your head up. So after he says he can't wait to get at you. So when he get at you, this is what he gonna say.
Girl, when I look at you, I can't picture me not having my way. This is C-Raw. I gotta express myself. So I hope you get it. Pretty lady, let the loving commence. Don't act dense with no suspense. I'ma make your whole body tense by giving more than my 2 cents about the situation with no manipulation, cause I'm equipped with patience. Label me doctor, call this my practice. I'm the director of this film, you are my actress. If I'm the box spring, then you're my mattress. You're my wide receiver, catch all the passes. With no glasses, I can clearly see the future. Incision inside of your mind without using the suture. I salute you and think the day that you was born. Let me ignite the fire of passion so we can get it on. Consider it porn, with no lights, with no camera, just action. With no distraction, more than a fraction, in an orderly fashion. And the closed captions to this coming attraction, this thing simply smash.
A lot of dirty talk going on right now. Mr. Raw just over there just acting out, but you already know.
I'm trying to tell you now. He's just acting up today, acting up. Mr. Raw, I think you missed your calling, Mr. Raw. You're supposed to be a matchmaker.
He really did, but the thing about it is, he doing all of that. You ain't saying nothing, so when I get you home, baby, I'm going to light your fire.
Well, you know,
I've been thinking about you, baby. You're my one desire. Gonna wrap my
lips around like
you, baby, and hold you close to me.
That's why I did that, because Sincere can't do that. Sincere can't sing like that, so I gotta be his professional. I had to be his
professional. I heard you singing.
Well, no, you heard me screeching.
It sounds good to me.
All right, girl.
He let the words do the talking. The words did the talking for him.
I actually hold conversations through music, and this is how I think you learn a lot about a person by the kind of music they listen to, right? And so usually people, when they can't speak, they say it through song. So I sent Sincere a song, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't take it in like I wanted him to do, because he basically was looking at the video, so he didn't get
caught up on the visual.
Right.
I'm gonna
send you another song. I want you to don't look at the video. Just listen to the words.
Okay. I was getting ready to do that with the song. I would say I was gonna close my eyes, but this time the song you sent me, I'm gonna close my eyes and I'm just gonna listen. And then I'm gonna hit you back. I'm gonna let you know what I think about this and everything else. All right. So I'm not gonna look at the song. I'm not gonna look at the video because I don't wanna ruin it. All right. Because I think that last one really did kind of ruin it for me. I'm not gonna lie. It really did ruin it for me.
Okay. You know, so Mr. Roy, you gotta listen to the song.
See, and what really made it really really bad is that after homegirl takes his girl. Marries his girl. He's sitting at the damn wedding,
right?
Watching his girl marry his lesbian cousin or whoever the hell that shit is. And I'm like, that's some bullshit.
Right, so you couldn't. That's on you. You couldn't listen to the words.
You got you.
Yeah,
I was mad.
You couldn't listen to the words because
mad.
No, it's right. Right.
Yeah,
so
because,
just listen to it
because
again.
When you watch the video, the whole song, you see her laying in the cut, basically cutting her eyes and hating.
Oh,
she's cutting her eyes
at
everything that go on in the video and hating. So like that, she's plotting on this. All right, because I'll be stuck on that all night. That kind of made me mad. But
don't.
All right, so I'm going to wait with bated breath for you to send me the next song. I'm quite sure it's going to have a serious meaning behind it. I'm
right.
definitely going to close my eyes.
As soon as I hang up, I'm about to send it to you. So within the next 5 minutes after it's over, after I hang up, make sure you'll be receiving it. And then I want you to text me and tell me what you think.
Absolutely, will do. All right, we're getting ready to get out the door right now just so I can get to that. But here's a song right now that I totally understand. I had a Dirty Basement favorite. All right, Dirty Basement classic. Pulled this one out the archives from my girl Reddy. You know, some situations, some people's situations you just will never get past. You just can't never get over them. And girl, you're definitely one that I will never, ever be able to get out of my mind. You are definitely a classic. Time for us to get battle now. Y'all take care.
You won't have to.
Dirty Basement Radio. All right, this is Reddy, huh?
I say you won't have to.
I hope not. Never that. All right, never that.
See? I'm going to have to write a new song about that. I'm going to have to write a new song just behind that right there.
All right, giving Mr. Roy all kind of inspiration right now. Giving Mr. Roy inspiration. Matter of fact, Mr. Roy, I started to hit you up this week because we got to talk about some things, too. We got to talk about some things. All right, you got some work to do. All right, being that you're back on your production tip, hard body, we got some things to talk about. You got some work to do. All right, I've been taking it real easy on you lately, Mr. Raw, so it's time to start cracking the whip, being that you know what I'm saying, you're getting yourself back in shape again. It's time to start cracking the whip. You got work to do. So, you know what I'm saying, we got these situations that we got to try to, you know, take advantage of while they in front of us as best we can. But as we get on out the door with this classic from my girl Reddy, all right, this is How Can I Get Over You, Dirty Basement Radio favorite. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Peace.
Promise your love was the realest, yeah. You said I was the best in the business. Now I'm here, and you stuck repossessing your feelings. Bad guy, right? Always end up as a villain. You said it's my fault and I made you this way. But girl, I'm grown, and I ain't got no games you can play. Tryna make it home, ain't got no problem jumping the gate. Or maybe jumping the broom, and we can jump in your room. And I can show you a couple things that I want you to do. Get over this hump. Well, I gotta make the first move. And yeah, you know that I want you, but I don't need you. Gotta move on and your girl catch that amnesia. No more that rocking your world, don't gotta please ya. No more that rocking your world, don't gotta please ya. Hey.
Dirty, 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 dirty.